a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Black Bear Diner is open on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Feast on traditional home-style turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham on trays with all the fixings. Available Christmas Eve or day starting at 11 for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of your favorite regular menu items. Spend Christmas Eve and Christmas Day with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Hey, welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. The Ben Shapiro Show is sponsored by ExpressVPN. Privacy is a right, not a privilege. Defend your rights at expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. It's our last broadcast of the year, so I wanted to do some summing up of 2023 and some lessons moving forward for 2024. Overall, 2023 was a pretty meh year. Meh in the sense that our politics has only gotten more ugly, in the sense that the economy has continued to plod along at best, in the sense that foreign policy is now a complete dumpster fire. I had predicted at the beginning of the year like a 90% bad year. I came in a little low. It was like 96%. So I'm predicting for 2024, like 99% bad, just to be safe. Nonetheless, there's some lessons for all of us to learn and remember from 2023. Lesson number one, when people say they are coming for your kids, you should listen. In July 2021, the San Francisco Gay Men's Choir sang a uniquely honest song in an attempt to slap at social conservatives. The choir created and posted a song in which they said they were, quote, coming for your children. Here's what this creepy song sounded like.
We'll convert your children. Someone's got to teach them not to hate. We're coming for them. We're coming for your children.
Well, that was true, of course. Radical progressives believe the only way to create a better world is to rip children away from their parents ideologically, to indoctrinate them in the ways of left-wing social change, to turn them into little activists bent on exploding their parents' values. That's how you create a better world. Those progressives, they're not new. They've spent generations taking over the schools, the media, the entertainment industry. It's the reason why, as we discussed earlier this week, a new Harvard-Harris poll shows 79% of people aged 18 to 24 in the United States believe that, quote, white people are oppressors and non-white people and people of certain groups have been oppressed and as a result should be favored today at universities and for employment. It's why 67% of those same young people believe that, quote, Jews as a class are oppressors and should be treated as oppressors. If you're wondering just why hundreds of thousands of young people, Western leftists, are in the streets chanting for Hamas, that would be the reason why. If we're also wondering just why 20% of all young people now consider themselves LGBTQ plus minus divided by sign, that is also why. Generations of children have been hijacked into a neo-Marxist binary of oppressor versus oppressed. And it is always better to identify as the oppressed than the oppressor. Makes you feel a lot better and it gives you unending power to do anything you want. After all, if you are the oppressed, you can do whatever you want to the oppressor to free yourself and liberate yourself. Recruiters for this perverse ideology start really young. Really, really young. That is why this week, Coco Melon Lane on Netflix featured two gay dads teaching their son to put on a skirt and a tiara in the name of self-fulfillment. Here's what that looked like.
You learn to get up and dance. How about you break out those moves for your two biggest fans? You're not sure what to choose. Think about all the things you like to do. Just be you.
Just be me?
Yep. When you're trying to decide, think about all the things you like to do. Just be you.
Just be me.
For context, Coco Melon's YouTube channel has 170 million subscribers and 173 billion views. So yes, the producers of the most watched children's content in human history are coming for your kids, too, teaching them gender fluidity and exploding the idea of the traditional family structure. Whether it's the educational system, whether it's the media, whether it's entertainment, there are a lot of people who want to change how your children think. So that's lesson number one. They're coming for your kids, and you should do something about it. One of the reasons why we here at Daily Wire built an entire streaming network called BankKey, so you can put your kids in front of children's programming that doesn't wreck their lives, that actually reflects your values, by the way, makes a great Christmas gift. While I'm pitching it, head on over to BentKey.com right now. Okay, lesson number two from 2023. There are a lot of people who do not think like you. This is something Westerners have a really tough time with. A lot of Enlightenment philosophy is based on the idea that everybody is basically the same. All the same. Now, obviously, we are all equal in the eyes of God. We all have innate human value, but we certainly do not think the same. And the Enlightenment idea that every single person wants the same things at root, that every single person, regardless of culture, regardless of education, regardless of how they are brought up, thinks sort of the same things, that is a lie. And it's a stupid lie. And it's a really dangerous lie. In 2023, Hamas slaughtered children in their cribs, burned them alive, raped women in front of their husbands, and then killed them or dragged them off to Gaza after shooting their husbands in the head. And an entire cadre of Westerners thought, well, it's probably because they were victimized in some way. Something must have happened to drive them to that. Because after all, who would do that? This is why, in this current conflict between Israel and Hamas, when Hamas takes its own children and uses them as human shields, the West, at least the leftist West, decides that it must be Israel's fault somehow, because after all, the people of Hamas, they must think the same way that Western leftists do. They must be driven to this sort of thing. Well, there's another possibility, and that's because Hamas does not think like you. They don't have your priorities. They actually don't care about their children in the same way that you do, or at least in the way that you think that they should. They have different priorities than you, which is why they are fine with burning babies alive in their cribs. And here's the thing. Pretending that people are all thinking like you will get you killed. People do not all want the same thing. They don't all want freedom. Freedom does not beat in the breast of every human being, as George W. Bush once foolishly said. That is not reality. There are a lot of people who prize, for example, religious fealty over freedom. There are a lot of people who prize government benefits over freedom. There are a lot of people who prize a lot of different things in ways that you don't prize. And that's why you have to understand who they are in order to deal with them realistically. This means that we must be realistic about our enemies on the foreign front, obviously. Jobs are not going to solve the problems that you have with Hamas or Hezbollah. Appeasement is not going to solve the problems you have with the Chinese government. Being realistic about your enemies, reading what they teach their kids, reading what they themselves think, that is the best way to understand them rather than simply projecting your own thoughts onto them and then assuming that if something makes them angry, it must be you. But it's not just being realistic about our enemies on the foreign front. It also means we have to be realistic about many of the people who live with us, fellow Americans, fellow Westerners, many of whom also don't want the same things that you do. And what that really means is that we're going to have some extremely serious discussions in this country about what holds us all together. As the country feels like it's fraying, as it feels like it's coming apart, we're going to have to figure out what do we hold in common. Because if it turns out that people don't think like you in the country that you live in, you have a serious problem, a very serious problem. We need to ramp up our efforts to save the lives of innocent babies. I can't stress this enough. Because of our partnership with Preborn, an organization dedicated to saving the lives of the unborn, we can do just that. Every day, Preborn's network of clinics rescues 200 babies as they compete head-to-head with the abortion giants. You see, they offer a mother considering ending the life of her child a free ultrasound. Let me tell you, those ultrasounds are magic. Once mom sees her baby and hears the heartbeat, her baby's chance at life is doubled. And now through a match, your tax-deductible gift is doubled too. Because Preborn supports both moms and babies with diapers, car seats, counseling, and more for up to 2 years. You're offering double blessings. Now is the time to put your year-end write-offs to work. Please, double down today. Just dial #250 on your phone. Say keyword baby. That's #250 baby. Or donate securely at preborn.com/Ben. That's preborn.com/Ben. Go check them out right now. You won't do anything more important this year than saving a life. You can do so quickly and easily by dialing #250 on your phone and saying keyword baby. That's #250 baby, or donate securely at preborn.com/Ben again. That is preborn.com/Ben. Okay, so when you take a look at the problem of people in the country who don't think like you, we're going to have to start thinking pretty seriously about what holds us together. Now, the very notion of free speech is not it, because it turns out that free speech, it's an important principle, but it also does not speak to what kind of speech is good. A room in which any opinion is held is indeed a room that theoretically has a common value, namely that any opinion should be allowed to be held, but that is not enough to build a society upon. You have to have a common vision of the good. So what exactly is going to hold us together? Is it the Constitution and rule of law? Well, it feels like that's falling apart pretty quickly right now when you have the Colorado State Supreme Court that is basically overthrowing the Constitution and the rule of law in order to bar Donald Trump from the ballot. Is it going to be the rule of law from the White House? Well, not while they're promoting the violation of law with illegal executive orders and the DOJ being militarized against political opponents. And as we'll discuss in a minute, there's going to be a backlash to that that's going to be just as ugly. What else holds us together? How about property rights? Well, a lot of the country right now does not believe in property rights. By the way, back to free speech. A huge percentage of the country doesn't actually believe in free speech principles at all. They believe that people who disagree with them, mainline political opponents, forget about fringy people, mainline political opponents should be silenced. We live in a country in which college campuses will kick you off the campus for saying that men are men and women are women. And then the college presidents will go testify in front of Congress simultaneously about how it requires context to truly understand in a serious way whether or not calling for genocide of Jews is bad. How about freedom of religion? That used to be something that held us together. Well, now there are states that are actively targeting religious practice. And as our institutions wane, which was the glue that held us together, because we all used to go to church or synagogue together, we used to have common events, a common culture, what's going to hold us together then? Lesson number 3, weakness breeds aggression. We found this one out good and hard this year. If America and the West go to sleep on our enemies take advantage. There's this bizarre notion that has become quite prevalent on the left and on the right, that if America just goes to sleep and retreats into itself, the rest of the world stays exactly the way that it was one moment ago. And that's really, really stupid. It's not true. If America abandons the world becomes significantly worse. And that has real spillover for the United States. Not just in terms of bad things happening all over the world, because you can always close your eyes and pretend it doesn't affect you. It's happening very far away. But also in terms of how you live your life. The economy, which you do rely upon, gets a lot worse. Your safety becomes a lot more tenuous when it turns out there are a lot more people around your borders who hate your guts. If you go to sleep on your enemies, they take advantage. That's been clear since Joe Biden decided to ignominiously and cowardly fashion run away from Afghanistan and hand over the country to 7th century barbarians. It's also true, by the way, in Ukraine. The reality is that thanks to Barack Obama and prior presidents, including George W. Bush, basically doing very little when Russia invaded Georgia, when Russia invaded Crimea and the Donbass, it turns out that that encouraged Russia to invade Ukraine. There's been a lot of talk about how Western militants created Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Now, Western weakness created Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Because if Russia actually felt they were going to get clocked in severe fashion and lose the war, they wouldn't have entered the war. This is what deterrence is based on. As always, there are basically two strategies when it comes to preemptively preventing a war. One is appeasement and the other is deterrence. Those are the only two strategies available. There really is no third. Now, when it comes to intransigent enemies who don't like the way that you live and have fundamental disagreements about how the world order should be structured. When it comes to those countries, only two options, appeasement, deterrence. There is no third. Isolation is generally a form of appeasement. Deterrence is where nobody walks across that border because they're afraid that they're going to get clocked into next Monday. Well, when you run away from the world becomes worse. This is true in the Gaza Strip. Both Israel and the United States were weak with Palestinian terrorism. Both Israel and the United States decided that Hamas could basically be contained and dealt with. Both Israel and the United States were easy with the Palestinian Authority. They relied on technology. They relied on the idea that forcing Israel into concessions to its terrorist enemies would somehow buy peace. Appeasement would be the preemptive anti-war strategy rather than deterrence. And it turns out that broke down and it failed. And that bred massive aggression. And it's breeding more aggression right now. For example, a much more aggressive Iran in the Middle East. The Obama administration spent years appeasing the Iranians. The Trump administration pushed back. The Biden administration went back to appeasing the Iranians. And the first thing they did was get militant on literally every border they have via every single proxy group that they have, from Hamas to Hezbollah in the north of Israel to the Houthis. Here, in fact, is a video that the Houthis just released championing their own militants in taking over ships from the Red Sea. Here's what that video looks like. As you can see, these are ships with Houthi flags and Palestinian flags. And they say, "Oh, Palestine, we have come with steadfastness and bravery. The strength of God is within us. After Taha and his family, oh, Palestine, we have come." Remember, this is a country with $700 GDP per capita. Very poor country. They developed all these resources specifically to kill people and take over shipping lanes. The Axis of Al-Quds is coming. O misguided masses. The fulfillment of the promise of the hereafter and triumph of the message. Again, they don't think like you. The Axis of Al-Quds is coming. Al-Quds is a reference to Iran. O misguided masses. The fulfillment of the promise of the hereafter and the triumph of the message. And again, it's just a bunch of ragtag pirates in kind of crappy boats with some machine guns. And it's a very well-produced video. I will say they did a good job with their drone footage. Here's the problem. If the West doesn't blow them out of the water, you're going to get even more aggression. We're going to get to more of this in just one second. First, I wanted to let you know, if you really enjoy The Ben Shapiro Show and The Daily Wire, we have a bunch of other shows over at DailyWire.com. Let Michael Knowles tell you about his show.
Hey, Michael Knowles here. As you might expect, I am the host of The Michael Knowles Show. Conservative pessimists say the world can't get any worse. Conservative optimists say it certainly can. Luckily, there is hope and a whole lot of fun to be had at the left's expense. Come check out The Michael Knowles Show at The Daily Wire. You can listen to the show for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, YouTube, or Facebook. It is all over the place. You can watch the full show ad-free on DailyWire.com. And don't miss exclusive videos we make on my YouTube channel, such as my woke commercial reviews and the Chaz Funniest Home Videos. We break down everything from Drag Queen Story Hour to the Paris Climate Agreement. So come on over and check out The Michael Knowles Show wherever you get your podcasts, every Monday through Friday. See you there.
You know, I pretend that I really hate Michael, but it really, it's not hatred. It's more just a strong and intense dislike. You heard it here first, gang. Make sure to check out The Michael Knowles Show. Alrighty, coming up, we'll get to the consequences of weakness, including the possibility of war with China next year. That's not an insignificant possibility. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own own car, enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi, while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So there is a not insignificant possibility of an actual war over Taiwan next year. China's already making noises about the possibility of taking Taiwan. I would say that if things keep going the way that they are, I would say there's better than a 50-50 shot that China attempts to make a more aggressive move against Taiwan. For example, attempting to blockade Taiwan and daring the West to break that blockade at the risk of getting into a direct war with China and at the risk of China shutting down the Taiwan Strait. Or creating such trouble in the South China Sea that the world economy absolutely tanks in advance of an election. You could certainly see China doing that while Joe Biden is president because they see that he is weak. They see, just as well as everyone else does, that San Francisco is literally a cesspool filled with human feces until the Chinese president shows up, at which point the dictator gets to see clean streets and they clean up the streets for him. Appeasement to China is going to breed more aggression. This is also true, by the way, with regard to immigration. Weakness on our southern border means lots and lots of people are taking advantage, which is why the Biden administration has been seen by illegal immigrants the world over as a patsy. It's why you see people chanting Joe Biden's name as they approach the southern border. It's why you are seeing hundreds of thousands of people arriving at the southern border every month. Unprecedented levels. Waves of illegal immigrants. Other forms of weakness include multiculturalism. Multiculturalism being the idea that there is no advanced versus non-advanced culture. There is no better or worse culture. That all cultures exist in a sort of lukewarm miasma of mediocrity. You can't distinguish between them. You shouldn't discriminate between cultures. But if you don't stand up for your own culture, you end up importing extraordinary numbers of people who actually hate your culture and undermine your culture. It breeds aggression. Conversely, strength means facing actual hard realities. It means not backing down on your principles, even when that cost is insanely high. This is why it's so important that, for example, the West not cave just because war is ugly. Of course war is ugly. I'll give an example of what bravery actually looks like, because this is just an astonishing story. So, last week we covered what has been the worst story of the war for the Israelis after October 7th, which was there are three hostages who were taken by Hamas and its civilian allies into the Gaza Strip, and these three hostages somehow got loose. And they put up a sign in Hebrew that said, "We are hostages." They apparently were free for 3 days or so. And then they tried to surrender to the Israeli troops. They were bare-chested and they were carrying white flags. And the Israeli troops thought that they were probably terrorists because that looks like a trap. This was not an area where hostages are supposed to be roaming free. Israel had been dealing with booby traps and bombs on bodies for a very long time in this war. And so the Israeli troops, the IDF, shot these three hostages by accident and killed them. Horrific story. I want to read you this letter because this is the kind of bravery it takes to actually win wars against intransigent and evil enemies. So there's a woman named Iris Chaim. She's the mother of one of the hostages who was killed by the IDF, Yotam Chaim. And she sent this message to the Israeli soldiers from that tragic incident. I'm going to translate it. She says, "Hello, this is Iris Chaim. I'm Yotam's mother. I wanted to tell you that I love you very much and that I'm sending you my hugs from afar. I know that everything that happened is not your fault at all. It's no one's fault except for Hamas. Know that you are doing the greatest thing in the world that could happen, that could help us. The people of Israel and all of us need you to stay healthy. Don't hesitate, even for a moment, if you see a terrorist. Do not think to yourself that you killed a hostage deliberately. You need to protect yourself because that's the only way you can protect us. At the first opportunity, you are invited to come to our home. Anyone who can come to our home, we want to see you with our own eyes to hug you and tell you that you did everything you could, as much as it hurts to say it was the right thing. Not one of us judges you. Not one of us are angry at you. That's astonishing strength. And that's the actual kind of strength it takes to defeat people who fundamentally wish to make the world an incredibly horrible place. More of this coming up. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
Christmas lights do more than glitter and glow. They represent a gift of love given a long time ago. This holiday season, join Historic Haws Farms on a magical journey through Lights on the Farm, presented by the award-winning light designers at Reading Lights. Climb aboard Haws Express Railways or travel by country-covered wagons through a spectacular, interactive holiday light show where childhood memories and family traditions come alive. Enjoy a simple country Christmas with cocoa, candy apples, carolers, and a visit with Santa. And as a very special gift from Greg and Nicola Haws, every Thursday night, children 12 and under are free, with special discount pricing for seniors and veterans every Sunday. It's the Haws family way of saying thank you and Merry Christmas. Limited tickets are available, so hurry. Reserve your tickets today at historichaws.com and make a memory. Start a new tradition with your family at Historic Haws Farms Lights on the Farm, where they've been celebrating the holidays for over 150 years.
Goldleaf Nursery has you covered. Protect your citrus trees and frost tender shrubs from freezing. Goldleaf Nursery has frost cloth in assorted sizes and custom cut sizes up to 12 feet wide. Just arrived. Living Christmas trees. Choose from Colorado blue spruce, baby blue spruce, Norway spruce, dwarf Alberta fir trees, and fat Albert blue spruce. Tis the season to be freezing. So don't forget to cover up with frost cloth. Goldleaf Nursery is open Tuesday through Saturday from 8 to 5. We're located at 6186 Churn Creek Road across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice. With respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Reading Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Reading Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always military incentive rebates on all new 2023 and 2024 Kias at Reading Kia. Test drive a new 2024 Kia Telluride today. Reading Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing up this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Casa 1910. If you've been curious, perhaps even tempted, to try a Mexican puro, this is the stick to get. An absolute pleasure to smoke, and honestly, one of my all-time top tens, the Casa 1910. Get yours today, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
EqualSales.com.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. We've talked about the first three lessons of 2023. First, when people say they're coming for your kids, you should listen and do something about it. Two, lots of people don't actually think like you. And three, weakness breeds aggression. Now, lesson four, what goes around comes around always and forever. If you do something to somebody else politically in the United States, the chances are extremely high that that is going to come back to haunt you. So when it comes to domestic politics, Democrats seem to be under the weird impression that playing with legal fire has no consequences. That is a lie. It is an incredibly stupid lie. The prosecutions of Donald J. Trump, which are going to carry well into next year throughout the election cycle, four separate prosecutions, three of which are entirely spurious. The New York prosecution of Donald Trump, the Washington, D.C. prosecution of Donald Trump, the Georgia prosecution of Donald Trump, all of those are deliberate misreads of the law and obvious misreads of the law. They are stretches. Not only are they stretches, there's now an attempt to push them before the elections. The trial actually happens before the election so as to theoretically convict Donald Trump before the election to affect the election. The fourth case, which is the classified documents case down in Florida, just by the statute, Trump violated the statute. Also, it happens to be that Hillary Clinton violated the same exact statute. No one cared and no one did anything. In fact, James Comey specifically went out of his way to change the nature of the law to let her off the hook. So all of that wrapped together looks like a political prosecution of Trump. And Trump has been making the case that the system is weaponized against him. And then the cherry was put on top of that particular Sunday by the Colorado State Supreme Court this week, which announced that Donald Trump could simply be removed from the ballot in primaries and the general election as a quote unquote insurrectionist. Despite the fact that there is no definition of insurrectionist in law, that Donald Trump has not been convicted of or tried for insurrection, even the cases in which he is currently tried do not allege violation of insurrection law. The attempt to turn Donald Trump into the test case for this is totally insane. Furthermore, when you issue executive orders that move well beyond the Constitution, when you, Joe Biden, decide that you're going to use OSHA, the Occupational Safety and Hazards Administration, to cram down vaccines on 80 million Americans in violation of law, when you use your pen in order to simply relieve student loan debt, when you do those things, you are setting the stage for precisely the reverse to be done to you. If you wish for Republicans to abide by the law, you can't break the law. If you wish for Republicans not to abuse executive power, you cannot abuse executive power. Once you open Pandora's box, the box is now open. And the box is open because Republicans seem to think that if bad Democratic behavior justifies Republican reactionary bad behavior, that's also totally fine. So things are going to get worse because then Democrats are going to take whatever Republicans add on to the bad behavior, and then they're going to add on to that bad behavior. So if Democrats decide that they're going to try to take down Trump post-2016 with a series of lies, that justifies Donald Trump lying about the law with regard to the 2020 election and suggesting that the vice president of the United States, Mike Pence, had the unilateral ability to simply throw out certified votes. And that then justifies Democrats reacting by abusing the law to bar Trump from the ballot overtly or to prosecute him politically to stop him. All of which will then justify Donald Trump denying the election results in 2024 if he loses. All of which will then justify riots and prosecutions. We can see precisely where all of this is going. The endless cycle of reactionary politics can only be stopped if somebody decides not to be a reactionary and to be reasonable and to stop. That is the only way. But it's not just one side. Both sides have to stop because otherwise one side is unilaterally disarming. And herein lies the problem with our modern politics. There is no consensus that both sides need to stop this. There are too many Democrats who are out there celebrating barring Donald Trump from the ballot. There are too many Democrats who are out there celebrating the political prosecutions of Donald Trump. There are too many Democrats who are perfectly willing to watch Joe Biden be dictatorial in his presidency because he's a member of their party. And all that's going to justify is similar but more action from the other side, which will justify similar but more action from the other side. The nature of American politics is incredibly reactionary at this point in time. What you really need is for both sides to go weapons down. All of which goes back to the second lesson, which is we better find some common ground pretty damned quickly, or things are going to get really ugly really fast. A lot uglier even than they are right now, which is why 2024 is shaping up to just be a dumpster fire. Okay, finally, lesson number 5 from 2023. Incompetence has consequences. This is true for everyone. Incompetence rules the roost. We are now in a race to the bottom. Now, on the left, that incompetence is coming from the fact that meritocracy is seen as an imposition of power. That somehow, if you are good at things and you are successful, that's not because you're good at things, it's because you exploited someone. And so the best thing that we can do is get rid of the meritocracy and then ignore the incompetence. The incompetence has now bled through to every area of our government. Joe Biden is incompetent. I mean, he is mentally incompetent at this point. I mean, here is video of Joe Biden literally yesterday randomly shuffling into curtains. I'm telling you, like the joke from Shane Gillis about him being a Roomba is just true. It's not even a joke anymore. Here was Joe Biden finishing a speech and not knowing where to go because he is non-compos mentis. There he is. He turned around. He doesn't know where to go. He's just going to randomly smiling. No one knows where. Where is he going? So random dude has to pop out from behind the curtain to give him some sort of direction as to where he is supposed to go. Where am I going? Still don't know where I'm going. No, Joe, you're going the wrong way. Oh, that way. Okay, trying to motor on over here. Moving at the speed of light. Joe Biden, not competent. There's a reason he's in the 30s in approval rating. Even less competent, Kamala Harris, who was picked because she is incompetent. She was not picked for being excellent at her job. She's picked despite being crappy at her job because she is a DEI candidate. She is a candidate who is selected specifically by Joe Biden because she is a black woman, not because she was good at her job. She ran one of the most incompetent presidential campaigns of all time. She dropped out before her home state in an open primary. That's crazy. Alejandro Mayorkas, our Homeland Security Secretary, wildly incompetent, leaving the border fully open while maintaining that it is actually closed. Secretary of Transportation, Pete Buttigieg, who loves choo-choo trains. That dude took off for like a couple of months and no one even noticed. Then he came back and none of the planes land on time and trains are blowing up. The levels of incompetence are astonishing. Democrats in the Senate are wildly incompetent. Democrats in the House are even more incompetent. They can't even find it in their maimed hearts to somehow condemn the anti-Semitism of Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib. But don't worry. It is not just Democrats. Republicans are also incompetent. Republicans in Congress have decided to engage in an idiotic race to the bottom, ousting a Speaker of the House this year for no apparent reason to replace him with a person who's just fine, Mike Johnson, but who is now incentivized by the exact same structure so they will pass the exact same bills, except that they're probably going to lose Kevin McCarthy's seat. So just really smart stuff happening right here. Incompetence has been wildly rewarded on all sides of the political aisle because there is something, a really sick seed that has been buried in the American body politic, in the ground, and it's borne ugly fruit. And that seed is that if you fail, your failure is someone else's fault. This is true in terms of our agencies. Our agencies are wildly incompetent on the state level, as evidenced by the Maui fire, where the state agencies not only did not do their environmental work, they then didn't even sound the alarms properly to let people get the hell out when everything was on fire. Our institutions are incompetent. It's not just government. Our institutions are incompetent. Our churches are wildly incompetent. They're filled with people who are abandoning eternal values. The only reason you go to church, they're abandoning those eternal values in this bizarre push to fill the pews with left-wingers who don't actually worship God, but worship a weird lawn sign that's multicolored and says dumb crap like water is wet. The amount of incompetence throughout every element of our society is truly a problem, especially because when people are faced with incompetence, they get mad. Now, the normal reaction would be, get mad at the incompetence and then put competent people in power. But we've forbidden that because we've created an entire ideology that bars getting rid of the incompetent people. Take, for example, our universities. The best example of the day. This is an it's a wonderful story. So Claudine Gay, who's the president of Harvard. She, of course, has come under fire recently because she went in front of Congress and she made an ass of herself because she was asked whether, in fact, calling for the genocide of Jews was violative of Harvard student policy. The answer is yes. You shouldn't be calling for the genocide of Jews. Now, if she had said, we love free speech here, and then Harvard actually did love free speech, That might be an argument, but they don't love free speech at Harvard. They suck at free speech at Harvard. So what she really meant is, you can call for the genocide of Jews, but pretty much no other group. Well, this then led to the opening of Claudine Gay's past. And it turns out that she is a garbage scholar who has plagiarized in dozens of instances. According to the New York Times, Harvard University, in the face of mounting questions over possible plagiarism in the scholarly work of its president, Claudine Gay, said on Wednesday it had found two additional instances of insufficient citation in her work. Those issues were found in Dr. Gay's 1997 doctoral dissertation, in which Harvard said it had found two examples of what they called, this is amazing language. You know what, you ready for some incompetence covering right here? Get ready for this language. It's not plagiarism, folks. It is, quote, duplicative language without appropriate attribution. Oh, you mean plagiarism. That's literally the definition of plagiarism. It's amazing. Literally, the definition of the word plagiarism is, quote, the practice of taking someone else's work or ideas and passing them off as one's own. Here's what Harvard is now calling this practice. They're now calling this practice, again, the phrase was duplicative language without appropriate attribution. Oh, you mean copying someone's language without citing them, which is stealing their language, which is plagiarism. But they can't get rid of Claudine Gay, because you see, Claudine Gay is a black woman, the first black woman president in the history of Harvard. Mediocrity and incompetence must be rewarded endlessly. And those who call out mediocrity and failure, those people are really the people to blame. So the comment of the year on this particular topic comes courtesy of a person I actually had for contract when I was at Harvard Law School, Charles Freed. So his Professor Freed, when I was there, he was old then, so he's really old now. Charles Freed, this is such an amazing quote. He worked for Reagan. He was a solicitor general under Reagan, so he was one of the supposed conservatives at the law school, but he was never particularly conservative. He was always middle of the road, politically at best. Here's what he said, quote, "It's part of this extreme right-wing attack on elite institutions. The obvious point is to make it look as if there is a woke double standard at elite institutions." And then he says this. Here's the comment, quote, "If it came from some other quarter, I might be granting it some credence, but not from these people." That's right. If you point out the incompetence, but you're of the wrong political persuasion, if you're Chris Rufo and you point out the plagiarism, or if you are Aaron Sabarium and you point out the plagiarism, then Charles Freed won't even take it under advisement. Because again, the precious must be protected. It is more important to protect your ideological leanings than it is to protect any level of meritocracy. In fact, we've built entire edifices of ideology to excuse incompetence and failure. On both sides, we now find conspiracy theories to undermine the basic idea of merit. On the left, if you're failing, it's because, as stated before, you're victimized by the white oppressors. And this is a prevalent ideology, particularly among young people. 79% of people 18 to 24 agree with that. That if you fail, if you suck at life, that's not because you've made bad decisions. It's because you're being victimized by some evil cadre of people in the back room who are screwing you. On the right, if you are failing, it's also, shockingly, because of a cadre of evil people in the back room who are screwing you. Maybe it's the hedge fund managers. Maybe it's the people who love free markets. And maybe it's people who want to maximize profits instead of, you know, turning this all over to a bunch of government bureaucrats for government subsidization of particular electoral cliques. Understand that the theory of populism, which is effectively speaking that your own failures are not under your own control ever, ever, ever. That's modern populism, at least. Doesn't have to be that way, but that's what it is right now. That theory breeds more incompetence. It makes the world worse. More people fail. And then because more people fail, the beauty is that it's a completely unfalsifiable system in theory. As more people fail, the answer is not, oh, maybe we got this wrong. Maybe we ought to promote merit. It becomes, well, that conspiracy theory, man, that must be true. That conspiracy is so strong. And then, because you believe that conspiracy, you don't get competent at things, and then you fail more. And then, oh man, every year it's getting worse. Here's the reality. The meritocracy is the great American idea. The meritocracy, the idea that if you work hard, and if you are smart, and if you make good moral decisions, you will succeed. That is a unique, Western, beautiful idea. It is the best idea, maybe the best idea in all of human history. Because what it suggests is that if you make the right decisions, you can create positive externalities for everybody else. See, competence creates great externalities for everybody. It makes the world better for everyone. Elon Musk being competent at building cars makes better cars for you. Elon Musk sucking at building cars would be really bad. And the same thing is true in every single job. It is true in every area of life. We need competence in our government. We need competence in our institutions. If we don't get competence, things are likely to get worse and worse. And then people will blame, ironically, the system and call for more control by people who still have not actually shown any competence in these areas. So what does all this add up to? It adds up to 2024 is going to be an absolute, like, unless these trends are reversed, unless these lessons are learned and people start to get it through their heads that meritocracy matters and incompetence should not be rewarded, that perhaps we should seek common ground, at least with regard to baseline American principles, instead of ripping each other apart, that weakness breeds aggression, that there are lots of people worldwide and domestically who don't think like you, and that there are people who actually wish to pervert the minds of your, unless we actually get real about the world, in other words. That's the real short story here. Unless we get real about the world, we're not just going to get 2023 again. We're going to get way worse. 2024, I don't mean to be doom and gloom heading into Christmas, but, dude. Okay, in just one second, speaking of what's coming our way, we'll get to the latest on the 2024 election first. Folks, using the internet without ExpressVPN, it's like not paying attention to the safety demonstration on a flight. Most of the time, totally fine. But what if one day that weird yellow mask drops down from overhead? You have no idea what to do. Oh my gosh, do you put it on your child first or on yourself? It's better to be safe than sorry. Just watch the presentation and go online with ExpressVPN. Every time you connect to an unencrypted network in cafes, hotels, or airports, any hacker on the same network can gain access to your personal data, such as your passwords and financial details. It doesn't take a lot of technical knowledge to hack somebody. Just some cheap hardware is necessary. Even a smart 12-year-old could do it. Hackers can make up to a grand per person selling personal info on the dark web. ExpressVPN creates a secure encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet, so hackers can't steal your sensitive data. It would take a hacker with a supercomputer over a billion years to get past ExpressVPN's encryption. I love how easy ExpressVPN is to use. Just fire up the app, click one button, get protected. Plus, it works on all devices, phones, laptops, tablets, and more, so you can stay secure on the go. Secure your online data today. Visit expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. That's ExpressVPN.com/Ben Shapiro. You can get an extra 3 months for free. And that's expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. Coming up, more of the Ben Shapiro Show.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Reading Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Reading Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always military incentive rebates on all new 2023 and 2024 Kias at Reading Kia. Test drive a new 2024 Kia Telluride today. Reading Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horrod with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howell, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Ein.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Alrighty, speaking of the 2024 election cycle, it's going to get worse, like, all the way across the board, particularly because, again, Joe Biden is wildly underperforming. Indicators that Joe Biden is wildly underperforming. So Oprah Winfrey, who is a longtime Democrat devotee, she was asked if she endorses Biden this time around, and she's like, I'm going to walk slowly away. Bye.
Oprah, are you supporting the president again in 2024?
I'm just here to celebrate this event.
And how does this compare to your other accomplishments in your career?
Well, this is one I never even imagined, you know? This is what I never even imagined.
Well, bye. See you later. I love that she won't answer the election. She's like, I'm just here to sell. Bye. Yeah, when Oprah Winfrey can't get on board with, like, of course I hate Donald Trump. I love Joe Biden. Like, Oprah Winfrey is a Democrat, obviously. And even she is not on board. Meanwhile, even Joe Biden's supposed successes are now turning to failure. We mentioned those student loan payments that he illegally decided to approve and then got struck down by the Supreme Court. Well, now they're back. According to the Wall Street Journal, as millions of student loan borrowers make payments this year for the first time since 2020, many are grappling with maddening bureaucratic problems. Borrowers describing waiting on hold for hours, trying and failing to get answers from their loan servicers. Some receive inaccurate or conflicting information about amounts owed and the status of their loans. Others heard barely anything at all, only to be hit with surprise bills. The logistical morass, which comes less than a year before the 2024 election, has complicated Joe Biden's efforts to ensure that voters credit him for slashing student debt. Biden's initial plan to cancel up to $20,000 in federal student loan debt for people making less than $125,000 a year was struck down by the Supreme Court in June. But that didn't stop Joe Biden. Since then, the administration advanced narrower loan relief. They wiped away $132 billion in debt for 3.6 million borrowers. And just keep going with the illegality. But it turns out that even that is a bleep show. Meanwhile, even the Education Department is noting the risks associated with transferring loans and messing around with all of this. The Education Department says these borrowers are returning to a student loan system that is midstream in making fundamental reforms to student loan servicing and borrower benefits. So it's a mess. It's not going to be great for all those people who are relying on Joe Biden. It turns out that when you lie to people and then people discover the lies, they're not particularly happy with you. Meanwhile, Jerome Powell is sowing confusion over at the Federal Reserve. Again, according to the Wall Street Journal, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell was asked at a recent gathering what he does for fun. He said, quote, for me, a really big party is a really good inflation report, but it doesn't matter because right now it's unclear exactly what the hell the Fed is going to do. Officials last week didn't rule out higher rates, but Jerome Powell ignited a market rally when he volunteered that some officials described their own rate cut outlooks, even if that wasn't a central focus. So it's unclear what exactly is coming out from the Fed. The markets believe that the Fed is going to lower the rates again. The Fed has not made clear whether it's going to leave them or even increase the rates if the inflation continues the way that it has. All of this is leading to serious uncertainty. Interest rates could still be quite restrictive even if we adjust policy by lowering rates three times next year, San Francisco Fed President Mary Daly pointed out in an interview on Monday. Also, it's unclear exactly whether the interest rates are going to stay up in the fives for a while to come. So if Joe Biden is hoping for the Fed to completely save him next year, that doesn't look like that's likely to happen. So he is down to his last resort, which always and forever is that democracy is a threat if you allow Donald Trump to be reelected. That is the final case that all of these people are going to make. It's going to be nothing but threats to democracy from here to the election. This is presumably why Jack Smith continues to push forward an obviously politically motivated prosecution in Washington, D.C. So on Thursday, Smith filed a response to a motion by Trump. They had filed demanding the court wait until a lower appeals court rules on the issue of presidential immunity. They want to slow down the process. The longer the process takes, the longer it takes to get past the election. Smith wants to speed up the process. What exactly is his excuse? He says the public interest in a prompt resolution of this case favors an immediate definitive decision by this court. The charges here are of the utmost gravity. This case involves criminal charges against a former president based on his actions while in office. Not just any actions, alleged acts to perpetuate himself in power by frustrating the constitutionally prescribed process for certifying the lawful winner of an election. The nation has a compelling interest in a decision on respondents' claim of immunity from these charges, and if they are to be tried, a resolution by conviction or acquittal without undue delay. So why? Like, these trials take years very often. What is the big rush? And we all know the big rush. The big rush is for Jack Smith to get a conviction in under the wire so as to damage Donald Trump's presidential chances in 2024. Alrighty, folks, we've reached the end of the show. We'll be back here Monday with much more. I'm Ben Shapiro. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has ordered new legislative maps in a redistricting case brought by Democrats. Correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Controlled by liberals, the court overturned Republican-drawn legislative maps and ordered that new district boundary lines be drawn as Democrats had urged. The ruling comes less than a year before the 2024 election in a battleground state where four of the six past presidential elections have been decided by fewer than 23,000 votes. Republicans built large majorities in the legislature on the maps they drew over a decade ago. The court said it will proceed with adopting remedial maps in time for the election, unless the Republican-controlled legislature can pass maps that Democratic Governor Tony Evers will sign. Evers vetoed the current maps. I'm Norman Hall.
Some senior citizens have a new companion to help them combat loneliness, a robot. Ed Donahue reports.
The device is called LEQ. It has an eyeless, mouthless head that lights up and swivels.
That's a wonderful perspective to have.
83-year-old Deanna DeZern was one of the first to get one.
I can say things to LEQ that I won't even say to my grandchildren. I can just open the floodgates.
DeZern says LEQ comforted her when her friend died.
I've been asked, doesn't it feel like you're talking to yourself? No, because I get an answer.
LEQ remembers each user's interest and their conversations, helping to tailor future chats.
It makes getting older more bearable.
But a university psychologist worries LEQ may keep some seniors from seeking out human contact. I'm Ed Donahue.
A mixed day on Wall Street as the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down by 18 points, but the NASDAQ rose 29. The S&P 500 advanced 7 and oil down 33 cents to $73.55 a barrel. More at townhall.com.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-355-4107 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-355-4107. That's 800-355-4107. What do you have to lose? Call 800-355-4107. Again, 800-355-4107.
The week ended mostly quiet on Wall Street.
Stocks finished mostly higher on Wall Street Friday, and the S&P 500 closed with its eighth straight weekly increase. The S&P 500 rose 0.2%, as did the NASDAQ Composite. However, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 18 points, or less than 0.1%. A report showed the measure of inflation most closely watched by the Federal Reserve slowed more than economists expected in November. Investors are hoping the Fed will start cutting rates next year after raising them to cool off inflation. Paul Harloff, New York.
President Biden signed a new executive order aimed at targeting financial facilitators of the Russian defense industry. The Kremlin is trying to restock the Russian military's depleted arsenal after nearly 22 months of fighting in Ukraine. News and analysis available at townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Florida State is taking the Atlantic Coast Conference to court as it grapples with the fallout of missing the college football playoffs. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh has more.
Florida State has sued the Atlantic Coast Conference, challenging a contract that binds the school to the league for the next 12 years. The lawsuit claims the ACC's grant of rights violates antitrust law and has unenforceable withdrawal penalties. It also accuses the ACC of mismanaging member media rights. The suit says it would cost more than $570 million for Florida State to withdraw from the ACC. The ACC says the school agreed to a renewal of the grant of rights in 2016, knowing all the details. The conference filed its own lawsuit against the FSU Board of Trustees in North Carolina. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
Paula Murphy, a Hall of Fame drag racer, has died. She was 95. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Hey, hey, and welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Today's show is sponsored by ExpressVPN. Do you like your web history being seen and sold to advertisers? No? Me neither. Get ExpressVPN right now at expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. Yesterday, Kamala Harris said something extraordinarily wise. It was a rare moment of shining brilliance from our very historic vice president. Here she was.
You know, every election cycle we talk about this is the most election of our lifetime. Lawrence, this one is. I have been fortunate and blessed to, during the course of being vice president, have many situations where it becomes clear to me that there are, you know, people of every age and gender, by the way, who see something about being the first that lets them know they don't need to be limited by other people's limited understanding of who can do what.
Yes, indeed. 2024 is shaping up to be the most election of our lifetime. Not just an election, the most election. In other words, a complete show. While America awaits the Supreme Court ruling on whether or not Colorado can bar Donald Trump from the ballot, other states are now considering how they can follow Colorado's suit and bar the leading Republican candidate in America, the likely nominee for the presidency, from the ballot entirely. According to the New York Times, there are at least 15 other states besides Colorado considering barring Trump from the ballot, including four state lawsuits in Michigan, Oregon, New Jersey, and Wisconsin, and 11 federal lawsuits in Alaska, Arizona, Nevada, New York, New Mexico, South Carolina, Texas, Vermont, Virginia, West Virginia, and Wyoming. Right now, the cases in Arizona and Michigan have already been dismissed in Trump's favor, but they have now been appealed. If the Supreme Court doesn't take up the Colorado case, if they just leave it there, then Trump will remain off the ballot in Colorado. And we can be sure this insanity will be repeated anywhere there is a Democratic Supreme Court or legislature and governor. In fact, just yesterday, the California Lieutenant Governor, Elena Koulianakis, wrote a letter to the California Secretary of State begging for her to, quote, explore every legal option to remove President Donald Trump from California's 2024 presidential primary ballot. Hilariously, Koulianakis is apparently illiterate. She writes in her letter, quote, the Constitution is clear. You must be 40 years old and not an insurrectionist. Actually, you have to be 35, but same difference. Now, it's clear the Colorado Supreme Court is legally in the wrong. Even Trump's biggest detractors say so. Here is Trump's former Attorney General, Bill Barr, who has hardly been a Trump ally in the days since the 2020 election.
As you know, I strongly oppose Donald Trump for the Republican nomination. But I think that this case is legally wrong and untenable. And I think this kind of action of stretching the law, taking these hyper-aggressive positions to try to knock Trump out of the race are counterproductive. They backfire. As you know, He feeds on grievance, just like a fire feeds on oxygen. And this is going to end up as a grievance that helps him.
And here's Chris Christie, who's running a campaign simply and specifically to throw dirt in Trump's eye.
I do not believe Donald Trump should be prevented from being president of the United States by any court. I think he should be prevented from being president of the United States by the voters of this country.
Well, that doesn't matter. Those who hate Trump believe that it is morally justifiable to use literally any means necessary to keep him from the White House. According to a brand new poll from YouGov, 54% of Americans approve of the Colorado State Supreme Court's decision to boot Trump from the ballot, including 84% of Democrats. So a majority of Americans, according to this poll, believe that the Colorado State Supreme Court should boot Trump from the ballot. Doesn't bode particularly well for the actual election cycle. That's not because these people believe the legal theory behind what the Colorado Supreme Court just did. It's because they believe that any club available to slam Trump in the skull must be used. They're in the same camp as Mary Trump, Trump's niece, who no one had ever heard of 5 years ago, but who has now made a nice career for herself bashing her uncle.
Fabulous news today from the Colorado Supreme Court, who ruled that Donald Trump, yes, Donald Trump, the insurrectionist, anti-American, anti-democratic fascist who, for some bizarre reason, is leading the Republican nominating contest by 50 points or something, is not eligible to be on the ballot for the Republican primary in that state. This is amazing news. Yes, it's going to go to the United States Supreme Court, but if they are able to read English, they should concur with this decision.
This legal scholar, who is a psychologist, by the way, has her legal thoughts. Joe Biden is fomenting all of this by supporting the rationale behind the Colorado ban. So yesterday, he was asked about the Colorado State Supreme Court ruling, and he said that Trump was certainly an insurrectionist, and that should presumably bar him from the ballot.
Is Trump an insurrectionist, sir?
Well, I think so. Certainly, it's self-evident. He saw it all. Now, whether the 14th Amendment applies, I'll let the court make that decision. But he certainly supported an insurrection. And no question about it. None. Zero.
Zero question, says our doddering old president. No wonder Republicans are up in arms. If Democrats are going to claim that the law can be used as a club, and simultaneously that they are law-abiding citizens merely following the law, Trump fans are similarly going to pick up any club at hand. That's why Trump fans are increasingly cheering his applause line about temporary dictatorship. Here are some of those fans, for example.
They can't say that he's, they are saying that he's coming after his political opponents, but literally that's exactly everything they're accusing this man of doing is literally what has been going on for the last.
That's why I have no problem with day one dictator. That's why I have no problem with it.
If a dictator means he's going to drill, baby, drill, I'll sign me up for that dictatorship anywhere.
Okay, so, again, the idea is that Trump's language about dictatorship and all the rest of it, by which he really means just using executive authority in the same ways that Biden and Obama used executive authority. When people say this sort of thing, the reason they're saying it is specifically because Democrats claim that they are pro-democracy at the same time they seek to thwart it in a variety of ways. And if Democrats truly seek to bar Trump from the ballot across the country, Republicans will presumably do the same thing to Democrats. Here's Texas's Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick.
Arizona tried this about 10 years ago, but our law is different. It simply says that our law enforcement can arrest anyone, take them in, do a background check, photograph, do fingerprints. If they saw them cross the border illegally, we can do that. Or if they happen to reveal in the arrest stop that they crossed illegally, and then the magistrate will send them back and will escort them to the border. And they have a choice. They can go to jail or they can go back. And if they go back and try to come back again and we arrest them again, the penalty gets even higher. We're fed up. In fact, seeing what happened in Colorado tonight, Laura, makes me think, except we believe in democracy in Texas, maybe we should take Joe Biden off the ballot in Texas for allowing 8 million people to cross the border since he's been president.
Again, Section 3 of the 14th Amendment does suggest that if you take sides against America, if you take sides with America's enemies, if you undermine the Constitution, maybe that acts as cause to remove somebody from the ballot. America is indeed on the precipice of something truly dangerous. Question, are there now any conditions under which Republicans will accept a Biden victory? At this point, if Joe Biden wins the 2024 election, how many Republicans are going to simply say, okay, done here, an election's an election, On the other side, are there any conditions under which Democrats will accept a Trump victory? And if not, what comes next? The answer is nothing very good. 2024 is indeed going to be very election, the most election, as Kamala Harris says. So get ready. We're going to get to more of this in just one second. First, I wanted to let you know, if you really enjoy The Ben Shapiro Show and The Daily Wire, we have a bunch of other shows over at DailyWire.com. Let Michael Knowles tell you about his show.
Hey, Michael Knowles here. As you might expect, I am the host of The Michael Knowles Show. Conservative pessimists say the world can't get any worse. Conservative optimists say it certainly can. Luckily, there is hope and a whole lot of fun to be had at the left's expense. Come check out The Michael Knowles Show at The Daily Wire. You can listen to the show for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, YouTube, or Facebook. It is all over the place. You can watch the full show ad-free on DailyWire.com. And don't miss exclusive videos we make on my YouTube channel, such as my woke commercial reviews and the Chaz Funniest Home Videos. We break down everything from Drag Queen Story Hour to the Paris Climate Agreement. So come on over and check out The Michael Knowles Show wherever you get your podcasts. Every Monday through Friday. See you there.
You know, I pretend that I really hate Michael, but it really, it's not hatred. It's more just a strong and intense dislike. You heard it here first, gang. Make sure to check out The Michael Knowles Show. Looking at the national polls, Donald Trump is experiencing, unsurprisingly, a fairly significant bump after the Colorado Supreme Court just did what it did. According to the latest Quinnipiac poll, Trump is up nationally 67% to 11% for DeSantis and 11% for Haley. So two-thirds of the national vote behind Donald Trump. In the various states, you can see Trump continuing to lead fairly significantly. So in Iowa, the latest Fox Business poll has Trump up at 52%, DeSantis at 18%, and Nikki Haley at 16%. So even if you combined both of their percentages, they would be at 34%, 18% behind Donald Trump. So he has a significant lead over in Iowa. New Hampshire is a bit of a different story. According to a new CBS poll, New Hampshire, Trump is at 44%, but Nikki Haley is at 30%. Chris Christie is at 12%. So if you added together Chris Christie's support and Nikki Haley's support, if Christie were to get out of the race, as he should, that would look like a competitive state. Then he'd move down south to South Carolina, and things could theoretically get a little interesting because, of course, Nikki Haley is the former governor of South Carolina. Nationally speaking, the Trump versus Biden polls, they are tightening a little bit. Quinnipiac has Biden up 1, 47-46. Economist YouGov has them tied at 43. Morning Consult has Trump up by 2 at 44-42. And again, this is how it works. As Trump gets back in the headlines, the polls tend to tighten between Trump and Biden. This is why anybody who is suggesting that it's going to be a runaway for Trump, I don't see the evidence for that. Anybody who's suggesting that it's going to be a runaway for Biden, I don't see the evidence of that either. This thing could seriously go either way, and a lot is dependent on the candidate's strategy. So Joe Biden is going to try to run a basement strategy, and it's not going to work because he's the current president of the United States. Donald Trump should be running a basement strategy. If Donald Trump runs a basement strategy in 2024, if he does exactly what Joe Biden did in 2020, if he just goes down to his basement and watches Shark Week from now until the election, very solid shot that he becomes president again. But one of the big problems that the RNC is having is this is a big election year, not just for Donald Trump, but for the Republican Senate, for example. So Republicans have the upper hand in a bunch of Senate races that they need in order to regain the majority in the Senate. But the RNC has no cash because all the money is getting sucked up into Trump world. And Trump doesn't spend the cash on Republican candidates in these various areas. According to Rob Pryors, who is a political junkie research director for the California Target Book, he has statistics on RNC cash on hand at the end of November by year. In 2016, the RNC had $21 million on hand. In 2018, $27 million. In 2020, $58 million. 2021, $65 million. As of 2023, the RNC cash on hand is less than $10 million, meaning no one is giving to the RNC. That's a real problem if you're looking at a bunch of competitive congressional races and Senate races where Donald Trump is not going to spend one iota of his time. That is the reality of the race. And so, again, the idea that Trump is just going to walk away with this thing, I understand that Trump doesn't like strategy and Trump really does not like planning. His on-the-ground game is not really existent. He sort of throws it out there and then hopes and prays that victory will emerge. Maybe it will. I'm not saying it can't. I'm just saying that right now the RNC is short on cash. Trump has no ground game and no actual strategy in a lot of these states. The best thing he could do right now is get some pros on board to actually run the on-the-ground get-out-the-vote campaign if he wins the primaries, which presumably he will. And then he needs to go to the basement and shut up and watch Joe Biden be a bad president. Speaking of which, Joe Biden's presidency, it continues to be a mess. He cannot take clear political positions on nearly anything. So on the one hand, you have the State Department for the United States saying that Israel should basically be allowed to defend itself by taking out Hamas, which is good. Your Secretary of State, Tony Blinken, saying that yesterday.
What is striking to me is that even as, again, we hear many countries urging the end to this conflict, which we would all like to see, I hear virtually no one saying, demanding of Hamas that it stop hiding behind civilians, that it lay down its arms, that it surrender. This is over tomorrow if Hamas does that. This would have been over a month ago, 6 weeks ago, if Hamas had done that. And how can it be that there are no demands made of the aggressor and only demands made of the victim? So it would be good if there was a strong international voice pressing Hamas to do what's necessary to end this.
Hey, obviously that's good, but at the same exact time, the United States is now negotiating with the most isolated of international politics, a wretched hive of scum and villainy, the United Nations, in order to facilitate the passage of some sort of UN Security Council resolution about ceasefires and humanitarian aid and all the rest. It's just a mess of policy inside the Biden administration because apparently they lack the courage of their own convictions. Folks, every day, thousands of babies never get a chance at life. But in the midst of this darkness, we can be the change. You see, while the abortion-providing giants are busy trying to end the lives of the unborn, Preborn's network of clinics are busy saving babies' lives. This year alone, Preborn has rescued over 44,000 babies. And every day, they save 200 babies because of you, the community. When a mom sees her precious baby on ultrasound and hears their heartbeat, her maternal instinct kicks in, and many times she will choose life. Would you join us in sponsoring as many days of life as we can before the year ends? $5,000 underwrites the entire network for 24 hours. $28 will sponsor one ultrasound. How many life-saving ultrasounds can you sponsor to rescue babies? All gifts are tax-deductible. Every penny goes toward life. Right now, through a match, your gift is doubled. Just dial #250 on your phone, say keyword baby. That's #250baby. Or donate securely at preborn.com/Ben. That's preborn.com/Ben. Go check them out right now. Dial #250 on your phone, say keyword baby. Save a life today. It's the best thing you'll do this holiday season. Donate by dialing #250 and saying keyword baby or going to preborn.com/Ben. Already coming up. One of the reasons the White House is having a lot of trouble in the foreign policy sphere, they're having a tough time making any sort of real stand. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Whether you're born in country or the country lifestyle was born in you, celebrate Christmas country style at the Christmas celebration of the decade at historic Hawes Farms, a country Christmas playground where folks gather to play as hard as they work. All ages invited and all are welcome. Catch a ride on a country covered wagon or the mighty Hawes Express and view lights on the farm. Warm yourself by glowing fires, roast s'mores, sip cocoa, and enjoy the friendship and freedom that these country folks have enjoyed for over 150 years. Let the kids loose to enjoy all the rides from go-karts to roller coasters. Ice skate for as long as you like, free, thanks to Hawes Ranch and Farm Supply. Reserve your ticket to ride today at historichawsfarms.com or simply head out to Hawes Farms and yell, Merry Christmas! They'll know what you need. And have a very Merry Christmas from Greg and Nicola Hawes.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has teamed up with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the military for their service. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features one-of-a-kind decorations, ornaments, wreaths, and garland, vintage glassware and table settings, paintings, jewelry, sports memorabilia, and collectibles along with toys and treasures in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday noon to 5, and Monday, 10 to 6.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
And 5.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, confusion tends to breed weakness, and weakness breeds panic. That's what's happening over at the White House. The reason that you have this mass confusion inside the White House is because they can't take a moral stand. Too many of their supporters are either radical leftists or weak liberals. When I say weak liberals, I mean people who are willing to cave to radical leftists if they believe the situation so requires. So, speaking of the radical leftists, the other night, and this is just amazing video, and it shows you how insane some of the Democratic support base is. Protesters in New York City were screaming "Shame on you" at an event that was being held, a charity event in New York City. So the woman who's actually leaving here is a woman named Ayelet Levy. Ayelet's daughter is Naama, who happens to be one of the hostages who was raped and kidnapped by Hamas terrorists. And here are the protesters screaming at her. Flipping off, screaming at, you know, the mothers of people who were kidnapped and raped, pretty obviously raped. You remember the daughter as the woman from the photograph where her pants are covered in blood and her Achilles heels were cut so she could not run away. She was hobbled so she couldn't run away. So those are the radical leftists who are part of Joe Biden's base. Meanwhile, you have the so-called soft liberals inside Biden's congressional caucus. Those would be people like Jason Crow and Chrissy Houlihan, unfortunately Seth Moulton, Alyssa Slotkin, Abigail Spanberger. These are the supposed moderates in the Democratic caucus. They issued a letter yesterday to Biden saying, quote, "We are deeply concerned by Prime Minister Netanyahu's current military strategy in Gaza. The mounting civilian death toll and humanitarian crisis are unacceptable and not in line with American interests, nor do they advance the cause of security for our ally Israel. We also believe it jeopardizes efforts to destroy the terrorist organization Hamas and secure the release of all hostages. From our positions on the Intelligence, Armed Service, and Foreign Affairs Committee, we have consistently pushed for Israel to shift its military strategy. There has been no significant change." Now, I have a question. What exactly would that change look like? Seriously, all recommendations welcome. People keep saying that Israel ought to be more humane. They need to preserve civilian life better. They need to go in on the ground and be more careful. Israel has lost about 130 soldiers in the Gaza Strip already, all of them very young men. And Israel is sacrificing those lives in order to save civilians, obviously. But there is this bizarre mentality that now prevails among many Americans in which war does not exist. Or if war does exist, it's supposed to be clean. It's supposed to be precise. That is not how war works. This letter includes the following idiotic line, by the way. "We know from personal and often painful experience you can't destroy a terror ideology with military force alone, and it can, in fact, make it worse." Well, the way that you actually destroy a terror ideology is with long-term occupation, pacification, and counterinsurgency tactics. That's actually how you destroy a terror ideology over time. It certainly isn't by making concessions to terrorists, which is what a ceasefire would be, as Blinken correctly stated. And meanwhile, Hamas is openly thanking its allies in the Western world. So literally, a spokesperson for Hamas yesterday issued a video thanking the Canadian government for calling for a ceasefire. Guys, if Hamas is thanking you, you're doing it wrong.
"By Canada, Australia, and New Zealand backing sustainable ceasefire in Gaza. We welcome these developments and consider them in the right direction toward isolation the fascist Israeli government globally and ending the longer ever occupation in our modern time."
Okay, that's Hamas.
literally thanking Western governments. Again, when a terrorist group thanks you, you are doing it wrong. Meanwhile, Hamas is rejecting Israel's offer to stop fighting for a week, for a hostage deal to go forward. They say, no, 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 you have to stop firing on us before we are going to offer you anything. Meanwhile, as of this morning, Hamas was firing its largest barrage of rockets into Tel Aviv that it has for a couple of weeks, like 30 rockets falling toward Tel Aviv. So much for the ceasefire. There is no ceasefire. Hamas knows it. It's all a tactic by Hamas. And weakness breeds. It breeds problems. It breeds failure. Already coming up, weakness breeds failure. That's what we are seeing in the Red Sea with regards to global shipping. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tagger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Black Bear Diner is open on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Feast on traditional homestyle turkey, slow roasted prime rib, and smoked ham on trays with all the fixings. Available Christmas Eve or day starting at 11 for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of your favorite regular menu items. Spend Christmas Eve and Christmas Day with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice. With respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Reading, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I am also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Goldie Nursery has you covered. Protect your citrus trees and frost tender shrubs from freezing. Goldleaf Nursery has frost cloth in assorted sizes and custom cut sizes up to 12 feet wide. Just arrived. Living Christmas trees. Choose from Colorado blue spruce, baby blue spruce, Norway spruce, dwarf Alberta fir trees, and fat Albert blue spruce. Tis the season to be freezing. So don't forget to cover up with frost cloth. Goldleaf Nursery is open Tuesday through Saturday from 8 to 5. We're located at 6186 Churn Creek Road across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim and Lenny Matthews for our show Ask Elle right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here on Tuesday night at 6 p.m., brought to you by KNS Staffing Solutions.
530-605-4517.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So it turns out that foreign policy weakness tends to breed aggression from your enemies. And that's what we are seeing in the Red Sea. So according to the Wall Street Journal, as a U.S.-led multinational task force steamed toward the Middle East to protect one of the world's vital shipping lanes, the Houthi rebels vowed to retaliate if attacked. Yet despite rising tensions in the Red Sea on Wednesday, traders reacted with relative calm, even as shipping companies diverted more cargoes to alternative routes. While the threat of more severe disruption persists, the response of energy markets has been muted compared with dramatic moves in prices sparked by some other past outbreaks of violence in the Middle East. Well, yeah, I mean, if you compare, it's like 1973, of course, because there was a giant oil embargo from like Saudi Arabia. But the reality of the situation is that when you have, again, ragtag Houthi pirates and inflatables with drones who are holding up one of the key choke points for global trade, that is a serious problem. And it's not just a serious problem because of what's happening in the Red Sea. It's a serious problem because once states that hate the United States, once countries that have interests adverse to our own realize that they can drive America off the ball in the area of freedom of the seas, they can really affect the global economy in significant and severe ways. So I want to show you a map. This is a map of maritime choke points across the world. Now, a lot of people don't think about exactly how the stuff that you want gets to you. But the reality is that there are these choke points, you know, places where a huge percentage of trade actually moves. So if you can't see the map, there are, again, a bunch of things labeled on this map I'll try to describe for you. Places that trade moves, and these are bottlenecks, like places that very often are close to nations that are adversarial to the United States. So the number one choke point, the primary choke point for Asia, is a place called the Strait of Malacca. It is very close to China. And it has the ability, if you close it, to really affect China's economy. Alternatively, because it's very close to China, you could see China attempt to make aggressive moves in the Strait of Malacca. It accounts for about 25% of all traded goods and a third of all seaborne oil. And that is a choke point. Another choke point, the Taiwan Straits. So when China is threatening Taiwan, they are also threatening the Taiwan Straits, which is a place where a lot of trade moves. If you look at, for example, the Strait of Hormuz. This is one of the areas that Iran is currently threatening. 30% of all oil traded on the world's oceans passes through the Strait of Hormuz. These are moves from the Middle East and down through the Bab el-Mandeb Strait, which is another place where a lot of oil moves, and then up through the Suez Canal. Again, all these places threatened by Iran and Iranian proxies. So you have China, which is threatening like the Taiwan Straits and the Strait of Malacca, and you have Middle Eastern countries adversarial to America, like Iran, threatening the Strait of Hormuz, the Bab el-Mandeb Strait, the Suez Canal, forcing people to travel all the way around the southern tip of Africa, the Cape of Good Hope, which is a much longer trip. It increases all of your prices. What this really means is that, again, if America does not guarantee freedom of the seas, then what you're going to end up with is a cratered global economy at the behest of countries that hate the United States and seek to curb our power. And the Chinese are seeing the weakness. Apparently, according to ABC News last night, Chinese President Xi Jinping told President Joe Biden directly at their recent summit that China will reunify with Taiwan. It was unclear whether Beijing plans to use force in its efforts to reunify with Taiwan, but Xi indicated they will try at first to do so peacefully. Key words there being at first. Xi has said as much publicly. What is noteworthy is that he said this so bluntly to the president at a summit intended to thaw their relations.
John Kirby told reporters, quote, I'm not going to get into specifics of the discussion between the two leaders. I think you can understand I'm not going to read out that private conversation. He said, President Xi has been public and clear about his desires for reunification. That's not something different or new. We have been clear, and the president was clear with you guys, and with President Xi, we still adhere to the one China policy. We don't support independence for Taiwan. We also don't support a change in the status quo unilaterally, and certainly not one by force. And as the president has said, there's no reason for this to come to blows. Asked about whether U.S. involvement in two other global conflicts, Ukraine and Gaza, altered its previous commitment to defend Taiwan from any Chinese military action, Biden reiterated in November the U.S. position in favor of the one China policy, which is basically just, let's not talk about this. The one China policy is like, sure, Taiwan is part of the one China policy, and also if you attack Taiwan, we'll defend it probably. It's strategic vagueness. Biden said, look, I reiterate what I've said since I've become president. And what every previous president of late has said, that we maintain an agreement, there's a one China policy, I'm not going to change that, that's not going to change, and so that's about the extent to which we discussed it. Apparently, in a readout of the summit, China said, quote, Xi Jinping elaborated on his principled position on the Taiwan issue and pointed out the Taiwan issue has always been the most important and sensitive issue in Sino-U.S. relations. China attaches importance to the relevant positive statements made by the United States at the Bali meeting. China will be unified and inevitably will be unified. According to U.S. military intelligence, Xi has been instructing his military to be ready by 2027 to invade Taiwan. That obviously is a timeline that could be moved up pretty dramatically if Xi senses global weakness by the West, an unwillingness to use, for example, naval power in pursuit of the freedom of the seas. That could continue to be a serious problem. And it goes also to a general belief in the United States that we can randomly sort of cut off our own military without real consequence to the American people. We spend too much money, we should be more isolationist, and all of the rest. That is, in fact, also a massive problem. When it comes to American underinvestment, that is particularly true with regard to the Navy. The Navy does the biggest share of the lifting when it comes to war making, ensuring freedom of trade. I did a recent facts episode all about this. You can go check it out on YouTube. But the Navy represents about 23% of our annual military budget. That's lower than both the Army and the Air Force. Not only that, the U.S. has fewer operating naval carriers today than it did four decades ago. The U.S. Navy keeps talking about growing while shrinking, relying on better technology to make up for lack of ships. One of the things that we have seen historically with U.S. military policy is whenever the U.S. military is like, we'll do it fewer but better, that tends to work out not particularly well, whether you're talking about the occupation of Iraq or you're talking about in Vietnam using much more military technology, but doing graduated escalation. That doesn't actually work. You need lots of ships in the water to challenge the Chinese, who have 355 ships. Now, they do have what they call a gray water navy, meaning that they are really relegated to coastal areas to do serious battle. But the thing is, the Taiwan Straits for them, that's basically a coastal battle. Admiral Charles Richard, commander of U.S. Strategic Command, said in 2022, as I assess our level of deterrence against China, the ship is slowly sinking. It's sinking slowly, but it is sinking, as fundamentally, they're putting capability in the field faster than we are. As those curves keep going, it isn't going to matter how good our operating plan is, or how good our commanders are, or how good our forces are. We're not going to have enough of them. That is a very near-term problem. Undersea capabilities is still the one true asymmetric advantage we have against our opponents, but unless we pick up pace in terms of getting our maintenance problems fixed, getting new construction going, if we can't figure that out, we're not going to put ourselves in a good position to maintain strategic deterrence and national defense, unquote. So, again, when Xi is threatening Taiwan, the reason he is doing that is because if the United States and its allies can't even deter the Houthis, then how are you going to deter a massive military power like the Chinese? And that does have serious spillover effects. I know everybody likes to pretend that war making and economics are completely disconnected from each other, that isolationism has no actual consequences. That is wrong. Not only is that wrong, it's connected to a bizarre view of how the economy works in general. We need to ramp up our efforts to save the lives of innocent babies. I can't stress this enough. Because of our partnership with Preborn, an organization dedicated to saving the lives of the unborn, we can do just that. Every day, Preborn's network of clinics rescues 200 babies as they compete head-to-head with the abortion giants. You see, they offer a mother considering ending the life of her child a free ultrasound. Let me tell you, those ultrasounds are magic. Once mom sees her baby and hears the heartbeat, her baby's chance at life is doubled. And now through a match, your tax-deductible gift is doubled too. Because Preborn supports both moms and babies with diapers, car seats, counseling, and more for up to 2 years. You're offering double blessings. Now is the time to put your year-end write-offs to work. Please, double down today. Just dial #250 on your phone. Say keyword baby. That's #250 baby. Or donate securely at preborn.com/Ben. That's preborn.com/Ben. Go check them out right now.
You won't do anything more important this year than saving a life. You can do so quickly and easily by dialing #250 on your phone and saying keyword baby. That's #250 baby, or donate securely at preborn.com/Ben again. That is preborn.com/Ben. Well, all this foreign policy isolationism and vacillation is connected to a deeper view of the American economy that I think is totally and deeply flawed. And the reality is freedom of the seas has allowed you to live a better lifestyle. Freedom of the seas, the spread of democracy, the spread of liberalism, the possibility of free trade, all of these things have a real world impact on you. Autarky in the United States is possible, but super duper expensive. This is like basic econ 101. You can go down to the local McDonald's. You can pick up a hamburger for a couple of bucks. Do you know how much it would take to produce that hamburger in your backyard? To go and buy a cow, to then slaughter the cow, process the cow, to grow the wheat, to grow all the ingredients, to do all this stuff? A lot of money. Supply chains, supply lines, comparative advantage. All of these things matter. It is why efficiencies are created that allow you to go get pretty much any product you want on Amazon for an affordable price. It's why people have been living better lives consistently over the course of time. It's because of the rise of free trade. It's because of the broadening of supply lines. It's because of that comparative advantage that so many people like to rip upon. It's because of, for lack of a better term, libertarian economics. Now, I am not a libertarian when it comes to social policy, because I think libertarianism is ignorant of what it is that makes human beings tick when it comes to social policy, because we're not just atomized individuals. We are members of communities. And obviously, it's a really important part of being a fulfilled human being capable of living a full human life and experience and building institutions and raising families and all the rest. However, when it comes to economics, there's this phrase that's been used, been tossed around a lot by people on the right of late. They'll say, like, two cheers for capitalism. And I always think to myself, that's a dumb phrase as opposed to three cheers for capitalism. Why? Because capitalism doesn't solve all your problems. Well, duh. I mean, duh. I'm always confused as to why anyone would think capitalism would solve literally all of your problems. Only a Marxist materialist would think that economics can solve all of your problems. Economics can't solve all your problems. It can solve some of your economic problems, but it can't solve, you know, spiritual problems. It can't solve the problems you're having with your wife. Economics is not going to solve whatever family issues you have or whether your church is breaking down. In fact, depending on the economic system, it can exacerbate some of those conflicts. What economics can do, depending on the system, is make things better and cheaper and more plentiful and innovative. That's what economics can do. When people say two cheers for economics or two cheers for capitalism, I think to myself, it's like saying two cheers for a hammer. Well, no, I mean, it depends what you're doing. If you're hitting a nail, three cheers for the hammer. If you're holding a baby, zero cheers for the hammer. Like, what exactly is it that you are attempting to do with the tool? What is the system you're describing? The reason this comes to mind is because I've had sort of this long-standing debate with Tucker Carlson about the nature of economics in the United States and what we should be pursuing. So Tucker and I did this really interesting interview a couple of years ago now, probably longer than that, maybe 5 years ago now, where we talked about the role of the government in the economy. And Tucker has a significantly more socialistic view of the economy than I do. Just blatantly, I mean, he has endorsed, for example, many of the plans of Senator Elizabeth Warren. This is not a slander against Tucker. I mean, it's something that he will say openly and clearly. When he was doing an interview the other day with Glenn Greenwald, who's also been a guest on my program, and they were talking about economics. And Tucker went into this rant about the evils of libertarian economics. And I think this is so short-sighted. I think it's really damaging to the future of American prosperity. And it relies on a bunch of falsehoods with regard to how the world works. Now, I want to listen to this because, again, I think this has spillover effects for foreign policy. It assumes that the best policy is going to be protectionist, that high tariffs around America's borders are what's going to make American people wealthier and better off. It assumes that an uninvolved America on the world sphere is somehow going to make American citizens better off. It's all predicated on this notion of economics that ignores the importance of comparative advantage and price structure and all the rest in favor of vaguer concepts like beauty. Now, again, I'm not anti-beauty, but when I need a hamburger, I'm more interested in the hamburger than I am in, you know, the Venus de Milo. In any case, here is Tucker, and then I want to break this down a little bit because it's interesting.
I think a lot of people have awakened to the now demonstrable fact that libertarian economics was a scam perpetrated by the beneficiaries of the economic system that they were defending. So they created this whole intellectual framework.
Okay, pause that for a second.
So I don't like this conspiracy theorizing about the nature of libertarian economics. Libertarian economics says the government should not control the free flow of goods and services. That's all libertarian economics says. A free market has property rights for you, and the government can't get involved. That is the opposite of a conspiracy theory. A conspiracy is when a group of powerful people restructure an entire economy around particular interests. So, for example, if you were to push forward a protectionist policy, that is a policy designed to protect specific people in your country in a particular industry from competition from other people in the country and also elsewhere. That is the goal of it. That's an actual cadre of powerful people shaping the economic system for everyone. A baseline rule, which is that you have freely alienatable goods and services. You can alienate your own labor. Someone can pay you for your labor at a given wage. Like, that's not a conspiracy. Me giving you the ability to actually trade with other people, I'm confused as to how that would be a conspiracy by me. Now, it may not end to the benefit of people who are less competitive in a particular industry, and there may be very good reasons to protect certain industries. For example, for national security reasons. I think that we should be cutting down on trade from China because I don't think we should be enriching our enemies. That's a different thing from saying that economically speaking, there's this group, this secret group of libertarian economists who for their own benefit, like Milton Friedman was sitting in the back room and he's like, I need to be rich. And the only way I'm going to be rich is if there's free market economics. That's just not true. There's a kind of politics that a lot of people are engaged in these days called emotivism. It's a basic philosophy that suggests that the reason your opponents are doing the thing they are doing is because of their own emotions. They're doing it because they're badly motivated, because they want the worst for you. I think it's an ugly way to do politics unless you have actual evidence that that is the case. It's a conspiracy way to do politics. It turns out that some people have ideas that are different from you. Sometimes it is because they're corrupt or they're being paid or whatever it is. But in many cases, it's because they just disagree. I don't think Tucker's saying what he's saying because he's being paid off or because he's a vested interest. And so I kind of object to this idea that anyone who disagrees because they're trying to actively harm somebody else. I don't think that that's the case when you are talking about, for example, free market economics. All right, coming up, more on Tucker Carlson's interesting and I think peculiar take on quote unquote libertarian economics. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Christmas lights do more than glitter and glow. They represent a gift of love given a long time ago. This holiday season, join Historic Haws Farms on a magical journey through Lights on the Farm, presented by the award-winning light designers at Reading Lights. Climb aboard Haws Express Railways or travel by country-covered wagons through a spectacular interactive holiday light show where childhood memories and family traditions come alive. Enjoy a simple country Christmas with cocoa, candy apples, carolers, and a visit with Santa. And as a very special gift from Greg and Nicola Haws, every Thursday night, children 12 and under are free with special discount pricing for seniors and veterans every Sunday. It's the Haws family way of saying thank you and Merry Christmas. Limited tickets are available, so hurry. Reserve your tickets today at historichaws.com and make a memory. Start a new tradition with your family at Historic Haws Farms Lights on the Farm, where they've been celebrating the holidays for over 150 years.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at only $11. They make great stocking stuffers and are excellent gifts for those who are a little hard to shop for. Choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free. Or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
625.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So Tucker Carlson has spent the last several years sort of turning against what he would term libertarian economics. This is why, for example, he's endorsed economic plans from people like Senator Elizabeth Warren. He did an interview with Glenn Greenwald the other day, and we're playing it. Here's more of Tucker.
Intellectual framework to justify the private equity culture that's hollowed out the country. That's my personal view, and I've seen it up close my whole life, so I think it's a fair assessment. I think a smarter way to assess an economic system is by its results. So you can assign whatever name you want to the economic system of the United States. You could call it market capitalism. You could call it, I mean, you could call it a whole host of different things. But I don't think any of that's useful. Those are boring conversations. I think you need to ask, does this economic system produce a lot of dollar stores? And if it does, it's not a system that you want because it degrades people and it makes their lives worse and it increases exponentially the amount of ugliness in your society. And anything that increases ugliness is evil. And it's just kind of, let's just start there. So if it's such a good system, why do we have all these dollar stores?
Okay, that is an amazing statement. Why exactly are dollar stores the root of all evil? So first of all, I should point out at this point that according to Consumer Reports, 88% of Americans shop at dollar stores at least occasionally. This is a good thing. Why are we frowning upon this? It seems to me a much, much worse system is a system that produces no dollar stores. And then he shifts into this discussion of it increases ugliness. Now, when he talks about ugliness, are we talking about like the physical stature of dollar stores? These are not like gorgeous gothic edifices. They're not beautiful to look at. Well, obviously, that's true. Obviously, it's true that dollar stores are not beautiful to look at. They look like big box stores. Also, that's one of the reasons that you can get the product for cheap at the dollar store. Because if they look like gothic cathedrals, they'd have to upcharge you on the product in order to pay for the gothic cathedral-looking place where you're buying your tomatoes, which would be weird. I don't know where this idea came from, that America was always filled with, like, gorgeous edifices. It's not true. The vast majority of early American history was filled with abandoned log cabins. Here's what Alexis de Tocqueville writes in Democracy in America, quote, "Thus, the European quits his cottage to go to inhabit transatlantic shores, and the American who is born on the same coast plunges in turn into the solitudes of the center of America. This double movement of emigration never stops. It begins deep in Europe. It continues over the great ocean. It follows across the solitudes of the New World. Millions of men advance at once toward the same point on the horizon. Their language, their religion, their mores differ. Their goal is common. They were told that fortune is to be found somewhere toward the west, and they go off in haste to meet it. Sometimes man advances so quickly, the wilderness reappears behind him. The forest is only bent underneath his feet. As soon as he has passed, it recovers. It is not rare, when passing through the new states of the West, to encounter abandoned dwellings in the middle of the woods. Often one discovers the debris of a hut in the deepest solitude, and one is astonished to come across partial clearance, which attests at once to human power and human inconstancy. In Europe, we habitually regard restiveness of mind, immoderate desire for wealth, extreme love of independence as great social dangers. It is precisely all these things that guarantee a long and peaceful future to the American republics." This is Alexis de Tocqueville writing in 1831, 2 centuries ago. "Without these restive passions, the population would be concentrated around certain places and would, as among us, soon feel needs difficult to satisfy. What a happy country is the New World, where man's vices are almost as useful to society as his virtues. The American republics in our day are like companies of merchants formed to exploit in common the wilderness lands of the New World and busy in a commerce that is prospering." And then he talks about what exactly log cabins look like in America. He says, quote, "At the extreme limits of the Confederated States, on the boundaries of society and wilderness, stands a population of hardy adventurers who, in order to flee the poverty ready to afflict them under their father's roofs, have no fear of plunging into the solitudes of America and seeking a new native country there. Scarcely arrived at a place that will serve as a refuge for him, the pioneer hastily fells some trees and raises a cabin under the leaves." You know, might build a dollar store. "Nothing offers a more miserable aspect than these isolated dwellings. The traveler who approaches them toward evening perceives from afar the flame of the hearth glittering through the walls, and at night, if the wind comes up, he hears the roof of foliage rustling in the midst of the trees of the forest. Who could not believe that this poor cottage serves as a refuge for coarseness and ignorance? Yet,
One must not establish any relation between the pioneer and the place that serves as his refuge. All is primitive and savage around him. But he is, so to speak, the result of 18 centuries of work and experience. He wears the clothing of the towns. He speaks their language. He knows the past, is curious about the future, argues about the present. He is a very civilized man who, for a time, submits to living in the middle of the woods, who plunges into the wilderness of the new world with a Bible, a hatchet, and newspapers. It is difficult to imagine how incredibly rapidly thought circulates within this wilderness. There is scarcely a pioneer's cabin where one does not encounter some odd volumes of Shakespeare. I recall having read the feudal drama of Henry V for the first time in a log house. And the sort of scorn that's being poured on people who shop at the dollar store in the name of the people is very weird to me. I don't understand it. What makes lives better for middle class and lower income Americans is freedom of the seas, trade, and their lives, contrary to public opinion, are getting better. America has prospered because America is free when it comes to economics. Free market economics doesn't solve all your problems, but it tends to do a really good job solving the economic part of your problems. Alrighty, folks, we've reached the end of the show. We'll be back here tomorrow with much more. I'm Ben Shapiro. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Supreme Court says it will not immediately take up a plea by special counsel Jack Smith to rule on whether former President Trump can be prosecuted. It will head instead to the D.C. Court of Appeals, which promised to act quickly. President Trump says he is in the process of appealing the Colorado Supreme Court decision, which the former president adds originates from, quote, a group of radical left lunatics.
We're in the process of doing it. Everybody thinks exactly what you're saying. They're trying to take the election away from the voters. And this is the same group. I guess it's true. I've beaten them about 20 times. I beat them on emoluments. They sued me. They sue me on anything. It's a group of radical left lunatics.
The court ruled 4-3 against the former president. For most Americans dreaming of a white Christmas, this year's prospects aren't looking very good. And although parts of the Rockies and Midwest already have snow or could get a fresh dusting by Monday, other parts of the country that are normally coated in white by this time of year still look like fall. A powerful rainstorm is causing some big problems from Southern California to Arizona. Strong overnight downpours had L.A. commuters dealing with flooded streets and plenty of collisions. The Federal Reserve's preferred measure of inflation fell last month, and another sign that price pressures may be easing in the face of the central bank's interest rate hikes.
The report from the Commerce Department showed that U.S. consumer prices slid 0.1% last month from October and were up 2.6% from November 2022. Excluding volatile food and energy prices, so-called core inflation last month was up 0.1% from October and 3.2% from a year earlier. All of the numbers showed somewhat more progress against inflation than economists had expected. Ken Lorman reporting.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Be the next success story.
Hi, Rhett Rasmussen of besthotgrill.com. Step up your grilling game with our Solaire portable infrared grills. Our compact everywhere is a favorite of RVers and trailer pullers. Solaire Infrared provides the quick sear for bar marks and texture needed to properly finish sous vide. Use a portable alongside your larger conventional grill to create an instant sear zone and more juicy and flavorful food. Learn more at besthotgrill.com. Affordable, powerful, portable infrared grills at besthotgrill.com.
This year, Congress passed few laws, leaving a long to-do list for 2024.
With Republicans taking the House majority, the 118th Congress started with a spectacle.
The House of Representatives failed to organize on opening day.
It took 15 rounds to elect House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. It was 10 months before he was ousted, driven out by more conservative members, in part for supporting a resolution to keep the government's finances afloat. After 3 weeks of contention, Mike Johnson of Louisiana won the gavel.
The People's House
is back in business.
The Senate and Minority Leader Mitch McConnell seem frozen, too, at times.
And a string of...
Jennifer King, Washington.
Delaware's largest hospital system will pay more than $47 million to settle whistleblower allegations by its former compliance officer that it provided kickbacks to outside doctors in return for patient referrals, resulting in fraudulent Medicaid billing. News and analysis at townhall.com. New York City's teachers union is suing to stop Mayor Eric Adams' planned school budget cuts, correspondent Rhonda Rockster reports.
The United Federation of Teachers accused Adams of violating a state law preventing the city from cutting school spending when revenues are stable. Adams has maintained the city's facing a $7 billion budget hole because of the rising cost of migrant care, but recent reporting has called that figure into question. Adams downplays the lawsuit, saying the union was just sticking up for its members. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
A policing think tank is pushing law enforcement agencies to change how they handle body camera footage after police shootings. The Police Executive Research Forum says officers should not be able to review video before making their first statements to investigators. Body cameras are coming into more widespread use by U.S. agencies. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing up this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Casa 1910. If you've been curious, perhaps even tempted, to try a Mexican puro, this is the stick to get. An absolute pleasure to smoke, and honestly, one of my all-time top tens, the Casa 1910. Get yours today, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Thanks for tuning in to the Matt Walsh Show. This weekend, the AP published the exciting news. Headline, Fed tackles inflation with its most diverse leadership ever. Apparently, as the Associated Press reports, to the great relief of every ordinary American, the Federal Reserve has, at this moment, the widest array of races, genders, and orientations that it's ever had. Reading more from the article says, there are more female, black, and openly gay officials contributing to the central bank's interest rate decisions than at any time in its 109-year history. Many are also far less wealthy than the officials they have replaced. Over time, economists say a wider range of voices will deepen the Fed's perspective as it weighs the consequences of raising or lowering rates. It may also help diversify a profession that historically hasn't been seen as particularly welcoming to women and minorities. Broadly, that's helpful, said William English, a former senior economist at the Fed who teaches at the Yale School of Management. There's evidence that diverse groups make better decisions. Now, surely this is a great comfort to the average American. Our monetary policies have led to sky-high inflation, the worst in decades, which has made it difficult for normal people to feed and clothe themselves and their children. This is a source of enormous stress and heartache, but at least we can all take solace in the fact that the people setting up these disastrous monetary policies are extremely diverse. Indeed, there has never been so many gay people, black people, and women involved in not solving a problem. And that makes it all better. I mean, really, it does. Just the other day, I was at the grocery store, and I overheard a conversation between a husband and wife as they were walking through the dairy section, and the husband was complaining about how everything was so expensive, and the wife said to him, this is what she said, yes, I know, honey, I wish we could afford food also, but remember that there are lots of gays at the Federal Reserve now. And then they just hugged each other and sobbed tears of joy. And the husband said, you're right, our kids don't need to eat. There have been many exchanges just like this all over the country. At least that's what we're supposed to believe. Truly, we are not far from the point when prisons will start bragging about the diversity of their execution teams. If this isn't happening already, I don't know. I mean, you can imagine someone leaning down to the man strapped to the gurney and saying, we're about to administer the lethal injection. Just thought you should know that the team overseeing your death is the most diverse in history. The guy with the needle right there, he's actually bisexual. We also have a trans woman and an autistic Korean here as well. So I hope that makes you feel a little bit better about your painful death. That's where we're headed. In fact, this has been a banner week for diversity, and not just at the Federal Reserve. On Monday, NASA was scheduled to launch the first voyage of its Artemis mission. Artemis 1 is set to be the first unmanned mission to the moon in many years. Eventually, if all goes to plan, Artemis 2 will follow a year or two behind. And then around 2025, that's the plan anyway, Artemis 3 will launch with a manned crew who will be the first human beings to walk on the moon since 1972. And that will be followed by Artemis 4, and down the road, if all goes again according to plan, this will lead to manned missions to Mars and beyond. Now, it all seems quite exciting as it represents the next phase of human space exploration, perhaps the inauguration of a new age of discovery. That would be pretty great. That's why I find it exciting anyway. But NASA wants us to be excited for different reasons. On the NASA Artemis Twitter page, given two sentences to describe the purpose and goal of the Artemis mission in their bio, right? So they've got limited space to just tell people this is what the mission is all about. This is the most important thing about the mission. This is what they decided to lead with. This is what it says. With Artemis, NASA will land the first woman and first person of color on the moon. Take the next giant leap with us. So forget space exploration, forget Mars, forget the discoveries that await us out in deep space. Instead, think about the skin pigment and sex of the next people to walk on the moon. Think of the diversity. Think of all the inclusion. I mean, isn't this what gets you most excited? Perhaps we can set up a diversity, equity, and inclusion seminar on the lunar surface. Hopefully they'll do that before they worry about, you know, things like figuring out how to build a sustainable human colony. I'm sure that'll be their first priority. Get there and set up the seminars right away. NASA has its priorities straight, which is why it's been bragging about the diversity of its new space mission all along, leading to headlines like this from a local ABC affiliate in Florida. It says, NASA hopes Artemis mission will inspire diversity inclusion in future of space. This is what they're primarily focused on, it would seem. By the way, unrelated, I'm sure, the Artemis 1 launch failed. One of the engines wasn't working right. So space will have to wait a while longer to be introduced to the importance of diversity. Now, you might ask, what's wrong with the powers that be focusing so much on diversity? I mean, am I against diversity? Am I against a black person or a woman walking on the moon? Is that what I'm saying? No. Here's the problem. You'll often hear that there's tons of evidence proving that diverse groups of people work better or more productive, more effective, more efficient. I'm sure you've heard these claims before. In fact, we heard that in the AP article I just read. One of the senior economists, formerly at the Fed, Yale professor, he said that there's evidence that diverse groups make better decisions. Now, as always, of course, we're meant to just end our inquiry there. We've been assured that the evidence exists. Is there evidence? Yes, there's evidence. We need not actually look at the evidence for ourselves. Just trust that it's out there. And some people have seen it, and those people assure us that it validates all of their preconceived notions conveniently. That's just what it is. I mean, these people, they want there to be evidence that that their ideology is correct, and they say that there is evidence. They don't show us the evidence, they just say that it's there, and that's all you should need. But I'm a little more stubborn than that, so I do insist on seeing the evidence, if you can believe it. What you find, if you look for the data supporting these assertions about diversity, is that the data doesn't exist. It just doesn't. There's a woman named Alice H. Eagley, a professor at Northwestern University. She looked for the evidence, too, and wrote an article for The Conversation in 2016 with these findings. And by the way, she actually has links to all the studies, which is a different strategy from what you usually get. But here's what she writes. Advocates for diversity generally maintain that the addition of women to corporate boards enhances corporate financial success, and they hold that diversity in task groups enhances their effectiveness. Abundant findings have accumulated on both of these questions, more than 140 studies of corporate boards and more than 100 studies of socio-demographic diversity in task groups. Both sets of studies have produced mixed outcomes. Some studies show positive associations of diversity to those outcomes, and some show negative associations. Social scientists use meta-analyses to integrate such findings across the relevant studies. Meta-analyses represent all the available studies on a particular topic by quantitatively averaging their findings and also examining differences in studies' results. Cherry-picking is not allowed. Taking into account all of the available research on corporate boards and diversity of task groups, the net effects are very close to a null or zero average. Also, economist studies that carefully evaluate causal relations have typically failed to find that women cause superior corporate performance. The most valid conclusion at this point is that, on average, diversity neither helps nor harms these important outcomes. Now, this is the case, even given the enormous handicap, that most studies showing that diversity has a negative or neutral impact will never see the light of day. Almost all the academics and social scientists who set out to investigate this question have a very particular result in mind, which is a big problem. And if they don't get that result, we have to trust that they'll report their findings honestly anyway, but we obviously know that we cannot trust that. And anyway, this is all somewhat beside the point. So most diversity research simply compares groups of people in a professional environment and finds a way to measure their productivity. You know, so you've got a diverse group and then a less diverse group, and then you measure their productivity, and hopefully the researchers doing this, they want to be able to say that, oh, look at that, the diverse group is more effective. And then it will just pronounce that diversity is helpful or harmful based on that measurement. When measured this way, and this is what in the article we just read there, when measured that way, diversity seems to be basically irrelevant. But the real question is about the impact of assembling a team with diversity in mind to begin with. What happens when you recruit people based on diversity quotas and then put them together to accomplish a task? Now, if everyone is hired based purely on their skill and competence, and it just so happens that you end up with a diverse team, great. If you end up with a non-diverse team that way, that's fine too. And if you take two teams that are both put there because of their skill and competence and their qualifications, and one is diverse, one is quote-unquote diverse, and one is less diverse, probably they're going to perform about the same. That's what the studies show. Because they're all there for the same reason. The race and sex is basically irrelevant. But what if more qualified people are excluded because they are not, quote, diverse, meaning because they're white or they're male? That's the real question, considering this is how nearly every major institution now operates. And recent evidence, along with just plain common sense, tells us that productivity and overall effectiveness are definitely harmed when you hire people based on attributes that have nothing to do with their productivity and effectiveness. Okay? When you need to accomplish a task and you recruit people and you base that recruitment on anything other than their ability to accomplish the task, then you're going to end up with groups that are less able to accomplish a task than you would have if you had prioritized accomplishing the task. That's the idea here. Now, in NASA's case, this raises a question about whether the first black man and woman to walk on the moon are in that position because they happen to be the best for this extremely dangerous and challenging job. If so, great. Or if they were selected first and foremost because they checked the desired identity boxes. Did NASA recruit this team and then say, well, what do you know? This works out great. It just so happens that we're going to have the first woman and the first black man on the moon. It just works perfectly. Or did they set out to engineer it that way to begin with? There is every reason to believe the latter is the case. Indeed, there's good reason to believe that this entire mission mostly exists just to put people from those two identity categories on the moon so that white men will no longer be the only ones to have ever done it. And if that is all true, then this next phase of space exploration suddenly looks a lot less promising, because space is a brutal, deadly, cold, desolate, unforgiving place. If you go there with anything less than the absolute best and most qualified people, you're inviting disaster. Despite what NASA seems to think, space does not care about diversity and inclusion and never will. But there's another problem, a deeper problem with this focus on diversity, which is especially underscored when applied to space exploration, but also, you know, it applies across the board. And it's that diversity and inclusion are quite hollow, small, petty concerns. They can't serve as the marching orders for a civilization, not a thriving one anyway. They aren't important or significant enough to hang our collective hopes on. Nobody's ever been motivated to do great things for the sake of diversity, equity, and inclusion. Now, there certainly were civil rights pioneers in history who achieved greatness for the cause of justice and racial equality, but that's not what diversity and inclusion as we know it is about. In a modern context, it means simply checking identity boxes. That's what it means. And box checking does not lead to greatness. Certainly cannot propel us into the unknown, into deep space. Can't take us anywhere really worth going. Because for that, you need things like faith, courage, intelligence, skill. And all of those things have increasingly taken a back seat. We'll be right back with more after a quick break to hear from our sponsors.
Pete after betrayal.
I didn't see it coming. Life can be so unpredictable. After losing my dad, it made me think about my family if something were to happen to me. The mortgage, car payments, and all the other bills. Even things like our annual summer vacation would be out of reach. I had heard about life insurance through Ethos and how easy it was to get coverage. They were right. I knew it was time to stop putting it off and get life insurance right now. I got on my computer and went to ethoslife.com. In just 10 minutes, I was covered. And boom, family protected. Thanks to Ethos, my family won't have to worry about the bills if the unpredictable happens to me.
Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at GetEthos.com. That's GetEthos.com.
We'll be back with the Matt Walsh Show in just a minute. Don't go anywhere.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has teamed up with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the military for their service. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features one-of-a-kind decorations, ornaments, wreaths, and garlands, vintage glassware and table settings, paintings, jewelry, sports memorabilia, and collectibles along with toys and treasures in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday noon to 5, and Monday 10 to 6.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come. 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Five.
Welcome back to the Matt Walsh Show. Daily Wire has this report. Sports Illustrated swimsuit model Chrissy Teigen responded to the backlash against her as she dared critics to do your worst after she recently announced that her miscarriage was actually an abortion. The 36-year-old hit back at negative comments that started flooding the official Instagram account of Glamour, a magazine that published Teigen's account, or comments rather, about the death of her 20-week-old unborn child named Jack. Teigen took a screenshot of many of the responses, with some calling her a drama queen and a liar, and others accusing her of trying to stay relevant. She then tweeted the message that read, I knew this would happen, and honestly, I've already seen you do your worst, so if this makes you feel better, great. It doesn't make me feel worse, though. The backlash comes following Teigen's comments at the Proper Daily's A Day of Unreasonable Conversation Summit, where she labeled her miscarriage in 2020 an abortion. Teigen shared, quote, 2 years ago when I was pregnant with Jack, John and my third child, I had to make a lot of difficult and heartbreaking decisions. And I was pregnant with Jack, John, and my third child. I don't understand that. It became very clear around halfway through that he would not survive and that I wouldn't either without any medical intervention. Let's just call it what it was. It was an abortion. An abortion to save my life for a baby that has absolutely no chance. And to be honest, I never ever put that together until actually a few months ago. I told the world we had a miscarriage. The world agreed we had a miscarriage. All the headlines said it was a miscarriage. And I became really frustrated that I didn't in the first place say it was what it was. And I felt silly that it had taken me over a year to actually understand that we had an abortion. So this is a bizarre story in many ways. And let me just say to begin with that, you know, you get this from celebrities all the time, especially from Chrissy Teigen. She kind of specializes in this, where they'll announce something personal about their lives that nobody asked them to announce. They didn't have to say it. But they tell the world, and then people have opinions about it, and they get offended and they play the victim. The thing is, once you have presented something to the world, information you didn't have to present, once you've done that, then people are going to have opinions, because people have opinions about everything. Any piece of information someone comes across, they have a perspective that they bring to it, and they're going to have their own perspective. And so if you don't want anyone's perspective on a personal detail about your life, don't tell anybody. And that's even more the case when you're using something from your life and you're injecting it into a contentious subject like abortion. So you are drawing this connection, you're bringing this up to the public, and then you play the victim and also the hero. Do your worst. Everyone making name. It's like, what did you think was going to happen? Well, you knew that was going to happen. And it also, it doesn't make any sense. Now, I don't know exactly what happened with this pregnancy and how it ended. I don't know. I wasn't there. What I do know, though, is as she admits, as she acknowledges, she announced that it was a miscarriage. And she even, if I remember correctly, there were pictures that she took of her cradling her child, who was deceased, in her arms. And she posted the pictures and said, we had a miscarriage. It's a terrible thing. It is a terrible thing. You know, we've been through this in my family, and it's awful. So that's what we know. And now she says, well, I didn't realize at the time that it was an abortion. Well, what? How could you not realize something was an abortion if that's what it was? Because, well, an abortion is the intentional direct destruction of the child. It's like you go in and kill the child. That's what an abortion is. And also, I've never heard of an abortion. I mean, now we get very grim and dark when thinking about this, but have you ever heard of an abortion where they kill the child and then give the child's dead body to you to take pictures with? That doesn't happen in an abortion clinic. So none of this makes sense. And certainly if you had the child directly killed through abortion, you would know it. There's no looking back on it 2 years later and saying, oh, you know what, maybe that was an abortion. There's no confusion about what's happening. So it seems to me what has happened here, if I'm to make sense of this, and again, we all are within our rights to try to make sense of it. She's the one who's presented this to the world. She didn't have to, and she did. So it seems to me what's happened is that there was a terrible health complication with the child. They had to deliver the child early, too early for the child to survive. And so, and he died tragically. It seems like that's what happened. And then that also explains how we had the picture.
to fraudulent asylum applicants. That happens all the time. Illegal migrants from places like Venezuela are coming here with made-up sob stories, and they're getting high-powered legal representation for free. When was the last time these organizations were called before Congress to answer basic questions about their level of involvement in the flood of migrants at our southern border? It's never happened, as far as I can tell. Now, if we take conservatives like Greg Abbott at their word, then they view this flood of migrants as an invasion. But so far, they've only fought back against the Biden administration, which is well protected by the federal courts. And that strategy needs to change. According to some estimates, Joe Biden has imported 250 years worth of Hispanic migrants into this country in 3 years. That's not compassion. That is cruelty. That's indifference. That endangers millions of Americans who have done nothing wrong. It destroys our sovereignty and our way of life. And it's going to continue until we admit a very uncomfortable fact, which is that Democrats in Congress and the White House aren't the only reason that this is happening. We'll take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. Don't go anywhere.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota VX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Gold Leaf Nursery has you covered. Protect your citrus trees and frost tender shrubs from freezing. Gold Leaf Nursery has frost cloth in assorted sizes and custom cut sizes up to 12 feet wide. Just arrived. Living Christmas trees. Choose from Colorado Blue Spruce, Baby Blue Spruce, Norway Spruce, Dwarf Alberta Fir Trees, and Fat Albert Blue Spruce. Tis the season to be freezing. So don't forget to cover up with frost cloth. Gold Leaf Nursery is open Tuesday through Saturday from 8 to 5. We're located at 6186 Churn Creek Road across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tagger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Redding.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top top-shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Sponsored by Patriotic Arts.
And we're back with the Matt Walsh Show. I wanted to mention this, too. This is an interesting story from MSN. It says, a school district in southwest Missouri is bringing back a measure it last resorted to over two decades ago to address disciplinary problems, that is, spanking students. Classes started Monday for the 1,900 students in Classville R4 school district, about an hour west of Branson and some 50 miles from the Arkansas border. During open house, families were notified that the school board had adopted a policy in June allowing physical force as a method of correcting student behavior. Parents were handed forms to specify whether they authorized the school to use a paddle on their child. Formerly known as corporal punishment, the disciplinary measure usually involves striking students on the buttocks with a wooden paddle. In Cassville, staff members will employ reasonable physical force without a chance of bodily injury or harm in the presence of a witness. This is according to the new policy. Now, what exactly constitutes reasonable physical force is unclear, but that's what they're going to do. Now, this is interesting to me because it kind of, again, highlights some of the fundamental problems with the school system, the public school system. It's true that there's a total lack of discipline in the school system. Kids don't respect their teachers or the administrators. They don't care about the punishments. Suspension in particular is a really, and I think this is where the paddling idea originally came from, is that they were looking for another form of punishment instead of suspension. And that makes sense in a certain way, because suspension is a particularly stupid form of punishment, because the kinds of kids who get suspended are also the kinds of kids who love nothing more than to stay home from school. And they're likely to be the kinds of kids whose parents aren't going to hold them accountable at home. So by suspending them, you're not really accomplishing anything. Suspension only works as a disciplinary tool if the child being suspended, number one, wants to come to school, and so you're taking something away from him that he wants, and two, has parents who will react with appropriately severe, you know, with appropriate severity to their child being suspended in the first place. So if you need both of those criteria to be met in order for the suspension to work as a punishment. But usually, neither of the criteria are met. So what are you left with? They don't really expel kids anymore, unless they're found guilty of misgendering, in which case we make, you know, then you can toss them out. There's detention, but that only goes so far. And what if a kid refuses to show up to detention? What do you do? This is a kind of hopeless situation that lots of teachers and administrators are in. There's like, there's nothing they can do. The kids are not listening. They don't care. They have no respect. They have no, you know, they haven't been raised to respect their elders or anything like that. So it's just, what are you supposed to do with them? And it's what makes you think, well, maybe it's time to introduce corporal punishment as another option. But then here comes another complication, because if I'm a parent sending my kid to public school in the year 2022, I am not going to be okay with paddling, because there's no way in hell that I trust the teachers or administrators to dole out a punishment like that appropriately or responsibly. I just don't trust them. And so when you're using physical force in that way, and you're authorizing another adult, a stranger, to use it, you have to really trust. There's going to be a lot of trust there. But I'm not going to have that kind of trust in any of the adults working in the school system right now. I just don't trust you. So no stranger, especially not one in public schools, laying a hand on my kid. I don't trust them. I don't trust any adult with that, especially not government workers in a government in the government school system. Yeah, I'm not gonna entrust government employees to physically punish my child. No, this is the conundrum then that you deal with. The lax discipline doesn't work. But harsher discipline requires a certain amount of trust between school and parent, and that trust doesn't exist, and largely that's the fault of the schools, because they've destroyed all that trust. So what's the answer? Well, I'll tell you what the answer is. Get your kid out of the public school system. That's the answer. All right. One other thing I've had here on the docket for a while, I wanted to mention: a Boeing 737 belonging to Africa's largest airline remained 37,000 feet in the air when it was supposed to be landing at its intended destination earlier this week, reportedly because the pilots had fallen asleep. Air traffic control officials attempted to contact the pilots multiple times when they noticed that the Ethiopian Airlines plane flying from Sudan to Ethiopia wasn't descending. But the crew failed to respond, and then it turned out that they had fallen asleep. And eventually, a few minutes later, they did actually land the plane. Now, the reason I mention this, this is actually a serious problem of pilots falling asleep at the wheel, as it were. And, you know, you've always had the problem. Pilot exhaustion has always been an issue, but especially recently, even more so. And you hear this from pilots. In fact, in this Daily Wire article, they go on to talk about the overall problem of in the airline industry in America and across the world of pilot exhaustion, pilots being overworked. This is a big problem, especially recently. I told you about, you know, a few months ago, I was at an airport and I heard two pilots complaining about this. I was sitting at the airport listening to these two pilots complain about how tired they were and how overworked they were. And I'm listening to this and I'm becoming a communist on the spot. I'm like, you guys need to organize. Workers unite. Give me a picket sign and I'll march with you. Because when it comes to pilots, my attitude is, please just give them everything they want. Pay them millions of dollars. Give them lots of time off. Pete Buttigieg got 6 months off from maternity leave, despite not doing anything in his job. I mean, airline pilots deserve at least as much. Mental health breaks. Okay, for them, I say give them everything they want. Meet every demand. I want pilots to be well-rested and happy. That's all I want. I only want well-rested, very happy and satisfied people flying the plane that I'm in, whatever it takes. But the problem is that there is this pilot shortage, and which is only exacerbating the problem of pilot exhaustion. And part of the reason for that, we're told, is the pandemic, you know. We're still recovering from the pandemic, but it's not actually a pandemic. It's the pandemic response, as always, is contributing to this problem. And what happened? Well, during COVID, you may remember, the taxpayers gave as a gift that we had no choice in. We had no choice in this, but we were required to give a gift to the airline industry, billions and billions of dollars in airline industry bailout. We were told we had to do this because if we didn't, the airline industry would collapse and then we wouldn't be able to travel anymore and it would be a total catastrophe. Well, the airline industry, they took all that money and they were supposed to use it to retain staff. That's the reason we gave it to them. So that you didn't have a whole bunch of pilots quitting and everything. You don't have anyone left to fly the planes. But instead, they did the exact opposite. And they used the money as retirement packages for pilots to incentivize early retirement. And so a whole bunch of pilots just retired and took the money and ran. And now we don't have enough people to fly the planes. And the people that are left are being overworked and they're totally exhausted. And you know, eventually there's going to be, there's going to be, a plane's going to crash. And a lot of people are going to die eventually because of this. And it all goes back, as always, you know, it's a combination. When bureaucracies collide, you have the airline industry bureaucracy colliding with the government bureaucracy, and it creates problems just like this, as always.
All right, here's from the New York Post. It says, delays, canceled flights, and being stuck in the middle seat may no longer be people's biggest air travel concerns. A new possibility awaits, double-decker-style airplane seats for coach. Just like the bus, one row is above another with the top level reached by the stairs. You can see the picture there. Okay, this is what they're talking about. The designer Alejandro Nunez Vicente has come up with this plan, and I guess he's pitching this to airlines. And so they call this double-decker. Now, you think of a double-decker plane, and they used to have those. You know, like back in the early days of commercial airline, they had double-decker planes, they had these huge planes. But no, this is not really double-decker. These are on the same level of the plane, but you would, if you're on the lower level, your face would be directly up against somebody's rear end, basically. They are trying to find ways to make the airplane experience even worse every moment. That's what they want to do. I mean, this is, now they want to put somebody's ass directly in your face. They figured, I guess, you can't smell the farts well enough on planes already, so they want to fix that problem. And now you'll be able to smell, you know, the guy in front of you who's eating the burrito bowl. You can smell his lunch on both ends, I suppose. It is kind of amazing that the airline industry is the one industry, maybe not the only one, but one of the major ones, where they're constantly thinking of ways to make their services even more miserable and unpleasant. And I'll never get over the fact that airplanes have somehow declined in quality over the past 50 years. Okay, how is that possible? How has it gotten worse? How has air travel gotten worse in the last half century? I mean, it's safer. Okay, so you're less likely to crash into the side of a mountain, which is nice. That's not nothing. But the trade-off is that you'll want to crash into the side of a mountain because of how terrible the experience is. People 50 years ago, you know, I mean, they dress up to get on the planes, and it was just night. No matter where you sat on the plane, you had a lot of room, a lot of space. They served you full 5-course dinners and everything. And they were thinking, based on what air travel is today, they were thinking 50 years from now, we're all going to be flying through the sky at lightning speed in our own personal flying spas with a robot servant waiting on us. But instead, we're packed in like slaves on a galley ship. Our faces directly in the firing line of another passenger's butt with 3 inches of leg room, chained to the seats, forced to flap our arms out the window to keep the plane in the sky. That's what it's like in coach anyway, which is why I just fly first class to avoid all of that. Not to brag, but first class is so much better. That's one of the things in life that's totally worth the investment. So I recommend it for everyone. We'll take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. Don't go anywhere.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has teamed up with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the military for their service. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features one-of-a-kind decorations, ornaments, wreaths, and garland, vintage glassware and table settings, paintings, jewelry, sports memorabilia, and collectibles along with toys and treasures in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday noon to 5, and Monday, 10 to 6.
Whether you're born country or the country lifestyle was born in you, celebrate Christmas country style at the Christmas celebration of the decade at historic Haas Farms, a country Christmas playground where folks gather to play as hard as they work. All ages invited and all are welcome. Catch a ride on a country covered wagon or the mighty Haas Express and view lights on the farm. Warm yourself by glowing fires, roast s'mores, sip cocoa, and enjoy the friendship and freedom that these country folks have enjoyed for over 150 years. Let the kids loose to enjoy all the rides from go-karts to roller coasters. Ice skate for as long as you like, free. thanks to Haas Ranch and Farm Supply. Reserve your ticket to ride today at historichaasfarms.com or simply head out to Haas Farms and yell, Merry Christmas. They'll know what you need. And have a very Merry Christmas from Greg and Nicola Haas.
Black Bear Diner is open on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Feast on traditional home-style turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham on trays with all the fixings. Available Christmas Eve or day starting at 11 for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of your favorite regular menu items. Spend Christmas Eve and Christmas Day with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke,
and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
Welcome back to the Matt Walsh Show. Much of what passes for modern journalism today consists of taking some obvious feature of physical reality and declaring that it's a myth. This claim is then supported with a series of assertions, along with frantic assurances that there's at least one study out there somewhere that supports whatever they're asserting. We discussed an egregious example of this last week with the Scientific American's documentary series seeking to debunk the concept of the sex binary. And this week, the New York Times has gotten in on the action with this op-ed titled, Maternal Instinct is a Myth That Men Created. Now, once again, you see, the thing that you always thought existed, you've always known existed, and you've witnessed yourself and maybe experienced yourself, and which all of human society has believed in and professed and bore witness to, is a myth. Not only that, but it's a myth very recently invented by patriarchal men sometime around the dawn of the Industrial Revolution. This is the claim that the writer, Chelsea Conaboy, a journalist specializing in health, it says in her bio, wants you to believe. The article itself is lengthy and takes many irrelevant detours into anecdotes about women who suffer from postpartum depression. She talks about a commercial that she saw once. At one point, she cites a stand-up special by a comedian named Ali Wong. Like, this is all evidence that she marshals to prove her point. There's a lot of fat to trim from the bone, but I think this portion here, which I'll read to you, captures the essence of her argument. So this is what she writes. The notion that the selflessness and tenderness babies require is uniquely ingrained in the biology of women, ready to go at the flip of a switch, is a relatively modern and pernicious one. It was constructed over decades by men selling an image of what a mother should be, diverting our attention from what she actually is and calling it science. It keeps us from talking about what it really means to become a parent, and it has emboldened policymakers in the United States, generation after generation, to refuse new parents, and especially mothers, the support they need. Today, many proclaim that motherhood is neither duty nor destiny, that a woman is not left unfulfilled or incomplete without children. But even as I write these words, I doubt them. Do we collectively believe that? Maternal instinct is still frequently invoked in science writing, parenting advice, and common conversation. And whether we call maternal instinct by its name or not, its influence is everywhere. Belief in maternal instinct and the deterministic value of mother love has fueled pro-family conservative politicians for decades. Oh, God forbid. Those pro-family politicians, you know, a sinister bunch. And we get to the substance of the argument there, such as it is, which I think can be handled pretty quickly. First of all, whether maternal instinct exists or not, and it does, we'll get to that in a second, the idea certainly is not modern. You can read ancient writings from across the world, including the Bible and texts even older than that, and find beautiful homages written to to the special bond between a mother and a child. Like, every ancient civilization has noticed this and remarked upon it. Not just remarked upon it, but built their civilizations with that in mind. If there's anything unique about our view of the subject, it's the opposite of what the author claims. Only in the modern industrialized West will we even think to question whether a mother has a special bond with and duty to her own child. This is not even a subject of discussion in other cultures, nor was it through history, because the answer was so obvious. Maternal instinct was self-evident to our ancestors. And like so many of their insights, this one has only been confirmed and validated by modern science, even if the New York Times would like to claim otherwise. There was an article written in the Smithsonian Magazine in 2021 titled "The New Science of Motherhood," and it goes into great detail about the biological and neurological changes a woman goes through when she becomes a mother, which serves to bond her even closer to her child. This stuff has been measured. You can see it. In fact, the New York Times itself in 2008 published an article with the headline, "Maternal Instinct is Wired into the Brain." It reports the results of one of the many dozens of other scientific studies showing how a mother's brain is miraculously wired to connect with her own child. Reading from the article, it says, Tokyo researchers used functional magnetic resonancing imaging, MRI, to study the brain patterns of 13 mothers, each of whom had an infant about 16 months old. First, the scientists videotaped the mothers smiling videotaped the babies smiling at their mothers during playtime. Then the women left the room and the infants were videotaped crying and reaching for their mothers to come back. All of the babies were dressed in the same blue shirt for the video shoot. MRI scans were taken as each mother watched videos of the babies, including her own, with the sound off. When a woman saw images of her own child smiling or upset, her brain patterns were markedly different than when she watched the other children. There was a particularly pronounced change in brain activity when a mother was shown images of her child in distress. The scan suggests the particular circuits in the brain are activated when a mother distinguishes the smiles and cries of her own baby from those of other infants. The fact that a woman responds more strongly to a child's crying than to smiling seems to be biologically meaningful in terms of adaptation to specific demands associated with successful infant care, the study authors noted. But the maternal instinct doesn't just kick in when a woman actually has a baby. I mean, lots of things do happen, and a mother's brain is wired a certain way, and there are hormonal changes and all these things. But girls from a young age are much more inclined, on average, long before they have kids of their own, they're still much more inclined, on average, to exhibit maternal traits. There's a reason why girls play with baby dolls. That's what playing with a baby doll is all about. I mean, think about it. You've got little girls who are, my daughter's 2 years old. She's already pretending to be a mother. This is what she loves to do more than anything in the world, is to carry her baby dolls around. Now, sure, there are some boys who might show an interest in baby dolls also, but they're the exception. Nearly all parents on Earth and who have ever lived on Earth have noticed in their daughters an inclination towards these sorts of things. The left wants us to doubt what we've all seen, what we all know to be true. And all they can give us to justify the doubt are anecdotes about exceptions to the rule. And yet at the same time, these very same people validate what they claim are unfair stereotypes by in the next breath insisting that a boy who shows maternalistic traits is probably actually a girl. They can't get their own story straight. So I couldn't take them seriously even if I wanted to, and I don't. Also, we haven't taken into account the animal kingdom, where the females of any given species are not only on average the most likely to be primary or sole caretakers of the young, but also where, even among animals, mothers are often observed sacrificing themselves to protect their young. How do we explain that? Are chickens and polar bears and elephants also subject to social conditioning and political pressure? Have they been manipulated by dastardly conservative politicians? Now, of course, human beings are different from chickens and polar bears and elephants in that we are self-aware and we're capable of making moral choices. And this is the one possible criticism of maternal instinct as it relates to humans that I would entertain, is that you might argue that calling a human mother's love and devotion to her child an instinct diminishes it. You know, when a mother rushes into a burning building to rescue her child, it's not just instinct. It is she's making a choice. She's making a heroic choice. And we should acknowledge that. She's not merely obeying her biology like some kind of machine. But all that means is that human mothers have a maternal instinct along with something far more powerful, which is a soul, a mind, capable of making these kinds of choices. the writer of this article is aware of that, actually, and that's really her point. She wants women to use their higher faculties to reject their maternal instinct, override it, turn it against itself, and deny everything that makes them special and unique. Many women in our culture have done exactly this, tragically, violently rejecting their motherly vocation through abortion. Increasingly, there are women who reject womanhood entirely and have doctors cut out their female reproductive organs so that they can live as some bizarre, mutilated approximation of a man. And this is what the writer ultimately wants, and what the left wants generally. Which is why, when they deny that things are a certain way, what they really mean is that they think that things ought not be that way. This is one of the most important things to understand about the left. When they look at physical reality and they say, oh, no, it's not like that. No, they know that it is like that. What they're saying is, it shouldn't be. This is something we should destroy to the best of our ability. They want us to live as if a certain reality is not the reality. Maternal instinct exists, but it shouldn't. I mean, that's Chelsea Conaboy's real point. And it's why she is today, finally, canceled. That's all we have for today. Thanks for listening. Talk to you tomorrow. Godspeed.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Some severe Christmas weather is in the forecast for some portions of the country.
Are you dreaming of a white Christmas? Judah Cohen of Verisk Atmospheric and Environmental Research says snow is expected to come for Christmas Eve for parts of Colorado, Kansas, Nebraska, South Dakota, North Dakota, and possibly Minnesota.
There will be a little bit of a buildup of snow, so some people will be get their dream, their wish, and get a white Christmas, you know, right at the last minute there. But most of the country will be have a brown Christmas.
The National Weather Service says although there likely won't be a white Christmas for much of the U.S., at least the weather will be favorable for most people who have travel plans. I'm Donna Warder.
The Biden administration reopens railroad crossings in two Texas border towns.
It happened 5 days after the shutdown of rail operations there disrupted trade and caused outrage. Customs and Border Protection closed railroad operations in Eagle Pass and El Paso, Texas on Monday to reallocate their customs officers to help Border Patrol take migrants into custody. Both regions have seen the number of illegal border crossings soar this month. Operations resumed at both cities as of Friday afternoon. The closures affected two of the six available rail border crossings between the U.S. and Mexico. Union Pacific estimated that the closures cost $200 million in daily losses across affected industries. Keith Peters reporting.
The Food and Drug Administration's warning consumers about counterfeit versions of the diabetes drug Ozempic. Thousands of units have been seized to be inspected. Officials say patients should carefully look at their prescriptions, and they should not use units with the lot number NAR0074. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Let's check your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Deck your home this holiday season with Blinds.com. Head to Blinds.com and see how much you could save. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
A new Harris poll finds that Americans between the ages of 18 and 24 view Israel as oppressors in the war with Hamas. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says those findings are deeply troubling.
That bespeaks a fundamental malaise, a fundamental corruption in the American education system, a fundamental plague, if you will, a scourge of new media, of what it's done to this generation and muddled their minds.
Oren was interviewed on Salem Radio Network. The Texas Attorney General is accusing a hospital in Seattle of providing sex changes to Texas kids, which is against the law in Texas, but legal in Washington state. Lawyers for the Seattle hospital argue that Texas authorities do not have jurisdiction over them. Seattle's Children's Hospital is also suing the Texas Attorney General over subpoenas demanding medical information. News and analysis at townhall.com. In a rare show of bipartisanship, members of Congress want to make it harder for the government to take your cash without charging you with the crime.
A House bill to change civil asset forfeiture laws is closer than ever to becoming law. The bill, known as the FAIR Act, has 18 co-sponsors divided evenly between the two parties. It would increase the standard of proof for the government to keep money after it is seized in airports or anywhere else. The measure passed the fractured House Judiciary Committee with unanimous support. It's now up to leadership to decide whether it gets a vote on the House floor. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Ford Motor Company says half of its dealers in the U.S. have not yet committed to making the investments needed to sell and service electric vehicles. There are around 1,550 dealers that are sticking with selling hybrids and internal combustion engine vehicles only in 2024. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at only $11. They make great stocking stuffers and are excellent gifts for those who are a little hard to shop for. Choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free. Or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean. KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. We would like to take this moment to thank you for listening to KCNR, whether you're traveling this holiday season or just relaxing around a nice warm fire with family and friends. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Christmas lights do more than glitter and glow. They represent a gift of love given a long time ago. This holiday season, join Historic Haws Farms on a magical journey through Lights on the Farm, presented by the award-winning light designers at Reading Lights. Climb aboard Haws Express Railways or travel by country-covered wagons through a spectacular interactive holiday light show where childhood memories and family traditions come alive. Enjoy a simple country Christmas with cocoa, candy apples, carolers, and a visit with Santa. And as a very special gift from Greg and Nicola Haws, every Thursday night, children 12 and under are free with special discount pricing for seniors and veterans every Sunday. It's the Haws family way of saying thank you and Merry Christmas. Limited tickets are available, so hurry. Reserve your tickets today at historichaws.com and make a memory. Start a new tradition with your family at Historic Haws Farms Lights on the Farm, where they've been celebrating the holidays for over 150 years.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
A Chanel. I'm sure there's one there somewhere. But this is our last big radio broadcast before Christmas, before Christmas. I naturally started doing a bit of research, and Christmas is a wonderful time of year. My best girl and I, it looks like this Christmas we're going to hang out and mind our own business and not travel. And not often we go to Atlanta, sometimes Chicago. We like Chicago better in the summertime. My family, Chicago, my best girl's family, in Atlanta and the greater Atlanta metroplex. And we love going both places. But we're kind of, you know, work. And I think we're going to sit tight. That's the old saying, isn't it? We're going to sit tight, I think, and probably not travel. Although we have been known to do last minute things right out of the blue. One year we decided kind of at the last minute, hey, look at the weather in Key West. Look at the weather in Key West. Looks real nice down there. And we were able to find a couple of last-minute things, lickety-split, and we just got on a plane at the last minute and went to Key West, and the weather was real nice, and they have restaurants, and they have bars. And then snorkeling with the barracudas. We got caught up in this coral reef while snorkeling, surrounded by a school of barracudas, hundreds of them. There we were in the middle of the school of barracudas. So we bit a couple of them, and the rest of them were scared away. It was good. I bit the barracudas. We didn't really bite the barracudas. I wouldn't recommend doing that. But I did a bit of research, and it is obviously Christmas time is great. It's wonderful. It would be better if the Democrats weren't on this crime wave and this push toward insurrection. You know, everything they do pretty much is insurrectionist, don't you think? It's very insurrection-y. They're not rioting right now, but that could change by tomorrow because you know how they've got all these organized mobs on their Facebook groups and their Twitter feeds and where else do they put stuff? You know, those things, social media. Because you gotta keep in mind, social media isn't. A great thing to do for Christmas would be to just turn everything off. Just turn it off. Of course, that's where you hear from your high school friends and I actually just heard from one of my old high school friends, Tom Dude. I don't want to use his whole name, but Tom Dude. Dude is short for his last name. Heard from Dude the other day, and I hadn't heard from him in a couple of years, and he weighed in, and he's on Team America. He's on our side. And it was very nice to hear from him. In fact, I need to call him back. We were texting and having fun and making fun of people, but I'm going to have to call him. Old high school pal, and that happens a lot around this time of year too, especially with the crazy world the way that it is and the country the way that it is. Good to touch base. It's another one of those things. Touch base with, I should turn those into acronyms, abbreviations, because everything has to be an acronym or an abbreviation. But it'd be a good time to talk to people you haven't talked to in a while. What do you think about that? I think that's a good idea. But don't loot anything. I was only kidding. Those are just Democrat jokes. I know that you won't. But there might be some Democrats listening, and they're going to hear, hey, somebody just said I should go loot stuff, and then they'll go loot stuff. We were talking about it last night on the Right Squad and at Newsmax last night because yesterday I went downtown to go to my Newsmax television show after leaving the Cumulus radio show. And as I was driving down, I got word that there had been a quadruple shooting by Nationals Park. Nationals Park. This is a couple of days after the police shooting on 9th Street in downtown. Newsmax is right downtown and a couple blocks away. Police chasing a crazy Democrat with a gun in his hand through a crowd of people. D.C. police officer drew his service weapon, fired on the suspect. One shot fired, hit him. Hit him in the, they just kept saying the lower body. What do you think that means? Shot him in the butt? You think that means shot him? Because he's running away. He's got a gun in his hand. Lower body. Could have shot him in the leg like Joe Biden recommends. Joe Biden highly recommends that you shoot people in the legs. One leg, both legs, whatever you choose. But this report kept saying lower body. And I'm thinking that probably because that's vague enough and yet specific enough, it might lead you to believe that he got shot in the butt. Interesting. I wonder if Joe Biden would approve of that. I know that Senate staffer would. That's that Ben Cardin guy. That's another thing. And there's another story. There are a couple more stories actually. There's this staffer for a member of the House of Representatives who's a Republican, and he had a staffer who's I was going to say was a gay man. I think he probably still is, and he got caught having sex in the office. There are cameras everywhere on Capitol Hill, except on January 6th. Then there were only a few cameras, and they weren't everywhere. Because, you know, politics. Politics, politics, politics. But now there's another one in Dr. Jill Biden's office. Her press secretary was, where were they, at the NATO meeting? They were in Europe. And he's bringing in strangers from the street to the secured floors where the White House is staying and playing duck, duck, goose. But we got another update for that. The Democrats, you know, can't you just be normal? I'm just being normal gay people. They can't be normal anything. Normal is not their thing. Speaking of which, I don't know if you can get it in time, but, you know, remember normal coffee mugs and T-shirts. Be real good Christmas gifts from the Chris Plant Store. A lot of great things at the Chris Plant Store, as a matter of fact, for Chris. I haven't, you know, I don't promote myself as much as some other people. Some other people spend all their time on the radio and TV promoting themselves. I should do more of that, don't you think? That's what people tell me. I should do more. Well, some people tell me that I should do more of that. But the Chris Plant Store has all kinds of stuff. That's on Al Gore's amazing internet. Peace be upon him. We are truly blessed to live in the same time as Albert Gore. He is a senator's son. And, but the Chris Plant Store, we got all kinds of, we got Cobra, Cobra, Cobra gear. We got Remember Normal. We got I Survived the Wuhan Red Death. We got Mostly Peaceful. We've got all kinds of great stuff. And we might be re-entering the Mostly Peaceful era. And, we got a lot of stuff to talk about today because we've got the White House on the run because of Bidenomics. That's what they call it. And it's a disaster. And the poll numbers show that it's a disaster for all of us. But they keep lying to us about it. Boy, do they keep lying to us. And Cobble Kirby lied to us yesterday. He really is our very own Baghdad Bob. You think that he's got a stocking at home with Navy Joan Roberts on there? Michael Piercy today is wearing a Santa hat with a Washington Capitals logo on the front and some holly. At the Holly Jolly Christmas on the Santa hat. But I think everybody should have a Navy Joan Roberts stocking hanging from the mantle this year to remember the poor child that has been shunned by the Biden family because they're crackhead, stripper, knocker-upper, Russian hooker Dayton, international business tycoon, Hunter Biden's son. He, but somebody should put a, don't you think? The whole country should remember Navy. And it's funny that Mom London Roberts named the child Navy since the father, Hunter Biden, was kicked out of the Navy for repeated cocaine abuse. So I think it's kind of funny. It's a little poke in the eye to Hunter naming the child Navy. Pretty funny. A bad reminder. Yeah, and a kid's middle name, most people don't know this, is Crackpipe. And Navy, it's not really. It's Joan. And seems like a very nice kid and a nice mom. And I hope they have a nice Christmas. And I hope that the Bidens don't. That's not true. I hope they have a nice Christmas and that the truth comes out at the dinner table. That'd be fun. The truth? I doubt it. So the Washington Examiner, White House scrambles to defend Bidenomics as polls flag. The polls are flagging. Amazing stuff. And this, another crooked Democrat in the deep state machine. Oh, we have our Department of Deep State t-shirts and coffee mugs at the Chris Plant store too. Those are excellent, I think. It's the Department of State logo, but we just added the word deep. It's very subtle. You could have it on your desk at the State Department, and most of your colleagues wouldn't even pick up on it because most of them are not very bright. But a radical leftist in the machine, Leslie Wolf, who allegedly shielded Joe and Hunter Biden, says she's not authorized by the Department of Justice to answer questions. You will answer the question. I will not answer the questions. And she, 79 times yesterday, said, oh, the Justice Department says I can't talk about that. Amazing stuff. We got that. And Washington, D.C., crime and mayhem. A man apprehended. Is he an illegal alien? They don't say whether he's an illegal alien, but he sounds like he might be an illegal alien. Man apprehended after woman killed in Northwest, and the article says stabbing. But in reality, she was hacked to death with a hatchet. That's not stabbing, but never mind that. D.C. woman murdered in brutal hatchet attack. So we got that. And also, because of Democrats, teen homicides, skyrocketing in the United States of America. And if you compare today's teen homicides to 1960, oh, the numbers are not very favorable. And it's all because the Democrats, who love murder and hate children. But that's their thing. And the city council member in D.C., Phil Mendelson, he's talking about violent crime. Now, isn't he the one who just recently said there is no crime problem? Now he's in a flop sweat gender panic about crime because it's completely out of control. Yeah, like a combat zone, two dead, two critically injured in shooting near Nationals Park in Southwest D.C. That's the one I heard about driving down toward Newsmax yesterday. And of course, NBC News reporting, most people think the U.S. crime rate is rising. They're wrong. They're using Joe Biden's FBI statistics. The FBI building should be turned into condos. We got the big downtown headquarters in Washington, D.C. on Pennsylvania Avenue, the J. Edgar Hoover building. A lot of duck-duck-goose going on in there, too. And we should turn that into condos like the United Nations. We really should. New York City's slashing their school budgets, you know, for Christmas because the children. It's about the children. President Trump's campaign hits back at ex-GOP lawmaker for claiming the former president smells bad. Adam Kinzinger. We'll get to that one, too. The Supreme Court, even the Washington Post, thinks that the U.S. Supreme Court should overturn this left-wing, radical, extremist, segregationist, racist. Why is it racist? Why not? The Colorado Supreme Court, where they got seven Democrats. Three of the Democrats voted against keeping President Trump off the ballot. Four of the Democrats voted in favor of keeping President Trump off the ballot. A whole bunch of Democrat states want to keep President Trump off the ballot, which for some reason reminded me of the Democrat states breaking away from the Union and creating the Confederacy, which the Democrats did, and then they started the first Civil War. I call it the first Civil War now, because I think that's more appropriate. Nobody called World War I during World War I. We had to wait until World War II came along, and then we started calling it the First World War, and then the Second World War. I'm going to stay ahead of the game here and call our Civil War the First Civil War. And I did a little research to look at all the Democrats that started it in South Carolina. All Democrats. And here we are again. The more things change, the more they stay the same. Pretty amazing stuff. And who's the worst two-term president of all time? Historians weigh in. Also, how about this NFL Super Bowl guy? Sick of average white guys commenting on football. Well, there has now been a rebuttal by a better football player who had a few choice words for this racist, who's a mainstream Democrat. Harvard is in big trouble because they suck. And we are at 888-630-9625.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
Freedom is the key to any good relationship. It's about being around each other because you want to be around each other, not because some contract or some inflexible data plan are holding you down. Consumer Cellular knows that a good connection with somebody isn't something you can take for granted. It's something you earn with every bill you send, every fee you don't charge, every charge you don't hide. That's why Consumer Cellular lets you walk away at any time, no feelings hurt. That's why at Consumer Cellular, you only pay for the data you need each month, whether it's 1 gig or a bajillion. So anyway, listener, Consumer Cellular wanted me to ask you, if you're into that kind of thing, you know, freedom, love, having a good time, if maybe you wanted to go steady. If you do, check yes or call us. We love talking on the phone. Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? Because no two people sleep the same. Only the Sleep Number smart bed lets you each choose your individual firmness and comfort, your Sleep Number setting. The Climate 360 smart bed is so smart, it actively cools or warms up to 13 degrees on either side for your ideal sleep temperature. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number special edition smart bed. End Sunday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL.
Wendy's Peppermint Frosty and Frosty Cream Cold Brew make the perfect gift for anyone in your life. Especially for you. Yeah, this year you're sitting on your own lap and getting yourself what you want. Finally. And now every day this season, unlock 20% off your total when you get any small, medium, or large Frosty in the Wendy's app. So order something from your own wish list this year.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's with app offer and registration. Applies to menu items only. Taxes and fees excluded.
Spoiled supermarket meat, sawdust like fillers, artificial preservatives.
Ho, ho, hold on there. I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. You don't want your dog eating any of that. These potentially harmful ingredients are found in many of today's popular dog foods, but not in Nature's Blend. A freeze-dried raw dog food with real cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, and superfood veggies and fruit.
Nature's Blend is designed to help support your dog's playfulness, healthy skin, soft coat, easy digestion, and youthful mobility.
Your dog will go bonkers over Nature's Blend's savory flavor and texture.
For a limited time, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and receive a free festive holiday dog sweater with select orders. Go to drmartyspets.com/America or text America to 511-511.
I guarantee it with a 100% 90-day return of your purchase price.
Offer available with select orders while supplies last. Text fees may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Text stop to opt out. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
The holidays are here. Let Omaha Steaks take the guesswork out of gifting. Shop carefully curated gift packages that are guaranteed to make spirits bright all winter long. Go to omahasteaks.com and save 50% off site-wide. Plus, when you use promo code SIZZLE at checkout, get an additional $30 off your order. Send tender, juicy, butcher's cut filet mignons, mouth-watering burgers, gourmet jumbo franks, or even easy-to-prepare meals that are ready in a flash. With Omaha Steaks, the possibilities are endless. This offer won't last long. Omaha Steaks is ready to ship your order right away, so shop early and beat the shipping rush. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code SIZZLE at checkout. Omaha Steaks is a gift from the heart, a gift that'll be remembered with every unforgettable bite. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Take advantage of 50% off site-wide, plus use promo code SIZZLE at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
When veterans return to civilian life, they deserve your recognition and support. You can help put vets to work by donating your car, truck, or van to Patriotic Hearts. Your donation will directly support programs to help vets find jobs or even start their own business. Donate today for fast, free pickup of your vehicle, running or not. Call 800-209-3485. 800-209-3485. 800-209-3485.
Sponsored by Patriotic Hearts.
Paid for by Wesley Financial Group.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the 5 ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare cancellation guide absolutely free.
Call 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
Yeah.
I'm already starting to wind down, you know, for Christmas weekend, and my best girl and I, maybe we'll go out and have a nice dinner tonight. Have a lovely time with one another. You know what we'll do? We'll be normal. Of course, we live in Washington, D.C., so it might be hard to find anything normal. Actually, our friend Randy and the wonderful Toby may be having some people over later on today. Cocktails, you know, maybe light snacks. But that said, a lot of stuff coming. Let's go. Let's take a phone call. Michael. And then we'll start getting into the news of the day. And yesterday I was a little riled up. I'm less riled up today, don't you think? Sure I am. You can tell. All right, let's take Keith calling from the great state of Oklahoma, the Red Man. Keith, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, good morning, Chris. I used to be Keith on hold from North Carolina, but we moved.
Congratulations.
Thank you. In reference to your first Civil War comment, I have a brother that lives in Virginia, and he's been telling me for years that he's just preparing for Third Manassas.
The Third Battle of Manassas, the first two battles of Manassas, Bull Run, the American Civil War, or the First Civil War, as we now refer to it. You think we should get ready for number three, Keith?
It would probably be a wise idea. I moved to Oklahoma, so I'm getting away from the epicenter.
Probably in pretty good shape there. I'm going to share some historical facts coming right up.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risks to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Good morning, Redding. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Whether you're born in country or the country lifestyle was born in you, celebrate Christmas country style at the Christmas celebration of the decade at historic Haas Farms, a country Christmas playground where folks gather to play as hard as they work. All ages invited and all are welcome. Catch a ride on a country covered wagon or the mighty Haas Express and view lights on the farm. Warm yourself by glowing fires, roast s'mores, sip cocoa, and enjoy the friendship and freedom that these country folks have enjoyed for over 150 years. Let the kids loose to enjoy all the rides from go-karts to roller coasters. Ice skate for as long as you like, free, thanks to Haas Ranch and Farm Supply. Reserve your ticket to ride today at historichaasfarms.com or simply head out to Haas Farms and yell, Merry Christmas! They'll know what you need. And have a very Merry Christmas from Greg and Nicola Haas.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing up this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Casa 1910. If you've been curious, perhaps even tempted, to try a Mexican Puro, this is the stick to get. An absolute pleasure to smoke, and honestly, one of my all-time top tens. The Casa 1910. Get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens.
Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
Interesting. South Carolina, 10 more southern states seceded from the Union during the winter of 1860. South Carolina started it all. And the spring of 1861, under the leadership of former U.S. Senator Jefferson Davis, who was a Democrat as a senator, and then, of course, became the president of the Confederacy as a Democrat because, you know, the Southern, the Confederate States of America, that was the Democrats, and Abraham Lincoln, the Northern United States of America, the Republicans, and then, of course, a Democrat shot Abraham Lincoln in the head and murdered him, and he was an actor. So former, at that time, U.S. Senator Jefferson Davis, a Democrat, the Confederate States of America formed in February of 1861. I'm just, you know, a little history refresher never hurts. And since they seceded on Christmas Eve of 1860, so what is that, 163 years ago. And it's strange that the Democrats are still bitter about it, isn't it? And they just tore down, they're tearing down this week the Reconciliation Monument in Arlington National Cemetery, which was dedicated in the 20th century as a symbol of the reconciliation between North and South. And Republicans today would like to keep our history in place and keep the memorial in place. And interestingly, the Democrats are tearing down the Reconciliation Memorial that may at some later date be seen as a meaningful symbolic gesture by the Democrat Party. But in any event, under the leadership of former U.S. Senator Jefferson Davis, the Confederate States of America was formed February 1861. And the first shots in the Civil War were fired on federal forces at Fort Sumter in April of 1861. Now, why is all of that pertinent today? Well, just looking at the Democrat Party. And in South Carolina, what was going on, these multiple Democrat members of the House of Representatives that wrote the letter announcing the secession of the state, a Republican from Maine opining on the dignity with which they perpetrated this act, which was the first big step toward the country being divided into North and South and the Civil War coming, and the Democrats firing on Fort Sumter. The governor of South Carolina at the time was a man named Francis Wilkinson Pickens. Francis Wilkinson Pickens. And Francis Wilkinson Pickens was a Democrat, also the governor there. And he was a lawyer and a politician. That's not good. But that said, the senators, they had two senators, as you might imagine, as well. And the two senators, Robert Woodward Barnwell, he was a Democrat also, and a slave owner, as you might expect. And I thought a couple of interesting things that I found when I was going through. He's a Democrat, and he went to Harvard. And he went to Harvard, another Harvard guy. And I thought, oh, well, that's kind of interesting. He went to Harvard, and he's a Democrat and a slave owner, and then he was one of the guys driving the train, the beginning of the Civil War. Amazing stuff. One of them I found also went to Princeton. So the Ivy League has been poisoned for a long time, and they've been around for a long time. And they've been poisoned for a long time, poison and poisonous, remarkable stuff. You got your Princeton grads, you got your Harvard grads, you know, your Democrats. Why is that relevant today? Well, you know, watching the Democrats with everything they're doing, trying to take President Trump off of the ballot in multiple states, reading a list of the Democrat-run states that are trying to take President Trump off of the ballot reminded me of 1860 here in the United States of America. And the states, we know that Colorado and their Supreme Court, which has 7 Democrat-appointed members to the Colorado State Supreme Court, 4 of the Democrat appointees voted to do away with President Trump, take him off of the Republican primary ballot in the state of Colorado. 3 of those went to Ivy League institutions. 3 of those left-wing radical justices went to Ivy League institutions. Just a coincidence, I'm quite sure. One of them is a left-wing activist, LGBTQ, and, you know, claims to be a minority of some kind and likes to double up on all that. But Colorado got the ball rolling. South Carolina got the ball rolling last time around. And it's not just, of course, Colorado that is hell-bent on keeping President Trump off of the ballot. Colorado did it through the Supreme Court. But in Arizona, the Democrats are trying to keep President Trump off of the ballot. And that is what they call a crucial swing state. In California, the lieutenant governor there, Eleni Kounoulakis, a Greek woman, a disgrace to the Greek people, she penned a letter as well where she got a number of things wrong factually and historically, constitutionally. She's not very smart. She's a Democrat. She's the lieutenant governor. She's got money coming in from George Soros right now, literally, because she's planning on running for governor, in California, because Mr. Hairpiece is term limited, and he's out in 2 more years. So Eleni Kounoulakis is planning on becoming the governor, and George Soros is planning on helping. She wants California to take President Trump off of the primary ballots as well because they're insurrectionists. Right? They want to pack the Senate. They want to pack the Supreme Court. They want to take their political opponents off of the ballot. They want to abuse their political power, whether it be in the state Supreme Court, the U.S. Supreme Court, the U.S. Senate. Wherever you find Democrats, you find people abusing power. And Kounoulakis, she also put, because she's an idiot, and I talked about her, she said that President Trump, you know, in order to be president, you've got to be a natural-born citizen, you know, like Trump isn't. And you have to be 40 years of age. Actually, you have to be 35 years of age. But the lieutenant governor of California is not very bright. That's where Kamala Harris came from. She was the attorney general, and then that's just amazing. These people are of such limited intellectual capacity. In Maine, the Democrats are trying to have President Trump taken off the ballot. Does this sound at all like the formation of the Confederacy? It's geographically different, visually different when you look at the map. But Michigan, the Democrats, another key battleground state. Michigan, the Democrats are trying to have Trump taken off the ballot. Minnesota, the Democrats are trying to have Trump taken off the ballot. And Rhode Island, the Democrats are trying to have Trump taken off of the ballot because they're corrupt people. And they're going to fire on Fort Sumter one of these days, or whatever the equivalent of that may be. Other states where Trump faces ballot challenges, lawsuits have been filed, according to Newsweek magazine, in several other states, in addition to the states I just cited. Alaska, Nevada, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, Democrats, Oregon, New York, South Carolina, so they could fire on Fort Sumter, Texas, West Virginia, Wisconsin, Wyoming, Vermont, and Virginia. See, that's the thing. They're one of their radical left-wing House members, the Castro brothers, Raul and Fidel. No, the other ones here in the United States. Castro has also withdrawn challenges in California, Connecticut, Delaware, Idaho, Kansas, Maine, Massachusetts, Montana, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, and Utah. They're trying to usurp our Constitution. They're trying to short-circuit our system of government to humiliate, quite honestly, our system of government. They are not on our side, are they? That's your Democrat Party. And you got to look out on Christmas Eve, because last time around, Christmas Eve was key, very key. Yes, sir. In Arizona, President Trump has faced challenge in this crucial swing state of Arizona, filed by a Republican presidential candidate, John Castro. But U.S. District Judge Douglas Rays ruled earlier this month that the challenge had no standing because Castro is not genuinely competing with Trump for votes in the GOP primary. So he's, I'm going to say, a former Republican. That's not what Republicans do. It's quite an extraordinary time to be in America, and we should be aware of our history and of world history, so that when we discuss this with our dim-witted relatives at the Christmas dinner table or anyplace else, our dim-witted colleagues at work, we should be armed with the facts. Facts are funny little things, aren't they? You're a Democrat party. I think things are getting interesting. And Republicans in a number of states, starting with the lieutenant governor in Texas, Dan Patrick, is talking about having Joe Biden removed from the ballot there. And the explanation that he gave is, well, the crimes that he's committed with the open borders, right, flooding our country. I've got a bunch of news on the border today. And Joe Biden should be impeached for his open border policies. And Alejandro Mayorkas, the DHS secretary, should be impeached first or simultaneously, because they are doing everything they can to destroy our country, as Barack Obama promised, the fundamental transformation of America. And Obama was too much of a coward, but now he is the hand inside of the sock puppet that is Joe Biden. And now the country is being overrun. It's the Cloward and Piven strategy being animated. Two radical extremist left-wing Democrat college professors, Frances Fox Piven and her pal, what's-his-name, Cloward, and they came up with a plan decades ago to overload the systems in the United States of America, to drown us in debt, to overwhelm us with government obligations to the point where our government would necessarily collapse. And what we're seeing now looks very much like the Cloward and Piven strategy, doesn't it? It certainly does. And it's the Democrat Party today. Frances Fox Piven was very much involved, college professor, still out there, last time I looked. She was part of the Occupy Wall Street movement and creating armies of zombies that would then become genocidal anti-Semites, attacking Jewish-owned businesses in Philadelphia, because every Nacht is Kristallnacht. Frances Fox Piven, during the Occupy Wall Street movement, minting new zombies. No brains. No imagination. Columbia University School of Social Work, Frances Fox Piven, just extraordinary sociologists, political activists, and they came up with a plan, professors at Columbia University, where Barack Obama went to school, didn't he? After being mentored by his Communist Party leader. Just extraordinary stuff. And then Barack Obama, of course, that was Frank Marshall Davis, his Communist Party activist mentor. And then, of course, Barack Obama made the Communist Party voter John Brennan the director of the CIA. And then John Brennan led intelligence officers, 51 in total, signing that information operation that they ran against the American people on the lead up to the 2020 election, which may very well have thrown the election. It certainly corrupted our election. But Cloward and Piven, they had a plan to collapse the United States of America by overwhelming all of our systems, overwhelming us economically. What's our national debt now? What's our immigration situation now? What's our sovereignty situation now? How divided are we? And you really think it's just regular Americans that vote Republican and join the military and serve as police officers and save their money and raise boys to be boys and girls to be girls? You think those people are the problem in America today? Yeah, January 6th. You guys normalized January 6th 500 times in scores of cities across America. Everyone an insurrection. Yeah, but Cloward and Piven planning on collapsing society in America. And they're not done. And their descendants are running the Democrat Party. Somebody, we better put Iron Dome You got to bring Iron Dome into South Carolina. Fort Sumter may be in danger.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
This lotion is different. It absorbs differently. It feels different. I've used it on my knee, my back, my neck. It just goes right into your joints. Within 40 seconds, I'm a different person.
Then rub it in, rub it in.
I was a Navy pilot. I was having a terrible time with my right knee. You sent me a free sample, and it worked. I put it on twice a day, every morning before I go walking and before I go to bed. It really has made a difference for me.
Chris Plant here for Generic CBD. These customers love their CBD muscle and joint cream, and I know you will too. Try it for free. Just pay $2.95 for shipping. Go to rubitin.com. That's rubitin.com.
All I can say is just try it. You won't regret it if you use it.
These products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership. Plus, not pay for it because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the street with nowhere to go, but I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there, providing hot meals, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding.
To learn more, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
Paid for by Wesley Financial Group.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the 5 ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare cancellation guide absolutely free.
Call 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce? It just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now, and drive off as early as today. Just text APPLY NOW to 88909 right now to get started. That's APPLY NOW to 88909. Auto financing the easy way. Text APPLY NOW to 88909.
When veterans return to civilian life, they deserve your recognition and support. You can help put vets to work by donating your car, truck, or van to Patriotic Hearts. Your donation will directly support programs to help vets find jobs or even start their own business. Donate today for fast, free pickup of your vehicle, running or not. Call 800-209-3485. 800-209-3485. 800-209-3485.
Sponsored by Patriotic Hearts.
Do you have over $10,000 in credit card debt? If you're feeling the financial impact with unprecedented economic challenges, DebtBlue is here for you. With DebtBlue's success guarantee, you pay nothing unless your debt is reduced or completely resolved.
I'm just living sky high right now. I'm very thankful for it, and the team at DebtBlue are phenomenal. They're able to work with you. They're great.
Call for your free debt resolution information now. 800-200-6895. 800-200-6895.
The YMCA is just a starting line, for the true self blooms only when we find our purpose, what makes us tick below the surface. Y is the before work hustle and after school home, a section of my block, a corner to call my own. With my why, I stand strong, seen and supported all along. It's a million faces in a mirror, and everyone belongs. Find your why. Join today at YMCA.org for a better us.
I hope everybody plans on having a nice, quiet, not very political Christmas timer. You know, with nice people. My whole family is completely mellow on politics, which is great. Both sides, my best girl's family, my family. Everybody's great on politics, really, truly. And that's a nice thing. I hear that's not the case in every family. So let's go. Let's take a phone call. Let's go to Robert, calling from Waldorf, Maryland. Robert, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Good morning, Chris. I'm calling to wish you a Merry Christmas. You and your staff, y'all done a great job this year again, keeping me informed, keeping all of us informed. And, you know, since we lost Rush, you've stepped up and you've been the guy. I mean, the rest of them can't touch you, buddy, but thank you for keeping us all informed.
You're very kind. Thank you very much. That's high praise.
Yes, it is. I like to talk to you for a minute about this impeachment. I hear you every day, and I hear Mark Levin saying we need to impeach this guy. And knowing how the Republicans like to, I'll say, shoot themselves in the foot, I just want your opinion on this. I think impeaching Biden, just, you know, if they have the impeachment inquiry, then you have the impeachment vote in the House, and you send it to the Senate, I believe you might possibly be doing the Democrats a favor. You got a guy here at, what, 36% approval?
Right.
I mean, it's like you got the enemy where you want him. Keep him where he's at. And an honor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.